pickle, 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 pickle.
I'm gonna pull my breasts aside. I'm not ashamed of my stomach. Now look at there. You don't have that right there. And see, that's dangerous.
What,
that is still dangerous fat up there.
Yeah.
Because I'm fat around the heart. It's hard for me to breathe, you know, and this is just dangerous.
We'll be right back. I mean, we'll be right on. We're live, but we're just not on yet. I'll go get some food to eat. Just be a mini. Where is my bitch? Where is this bitch? Where this bitch at? Bitch, where this bitch at? Bitch, where this bitch at? Bitch, where this bitch at? Where my bitch?
When you look at yourself in the mirror, naked, you begin to see life forms that you never saw before.
Cheryl, isn't
things
it?
That you never saw and don't want to see again.
Hi. Hi, honey.
Welcome.
How y'all doing? Stuff.
I'm doing all right. I'm just so delighted to be here with you today. Live, uncut, unwashed, uncensored.
You're an idiot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But
on one hand, you have a loving God. On the other hand, you have a mean, hateful, nasty one that's going to send you forever to damnation because just you might have eaten meat on Friday and died on Saturday.
I miss her, and I miss James Randi. Is he dead yet? Is he in water?
No, he's James Randi is very much alive. He might look dead, but he's not dead yet.
I didn't know that he was gay until this week. I found out that he was gay.
He's gay?
You didn't know that neither?
What?
Yeah, he's gay.
Where so, did you get that?
On the internet.
Everything you read on the internet's true.
Yep.
Right.
Everything is passing. It all passes.
Yeah. No. He.
Where? Prove it.
I saw it on my Facebook. Brian Place said so,
James
I believe.
Randi gay.
Yeah. Google it.
Randi came out as gay. Oh.
Oop.
In the March 21st, 2010 blog entry, Randi came out as gay.
What year? 2010?
He came out at the age of 81. It's so old. He missed out on the best parts of his life.
Yeah, but not really, because at 81, he's never had longer bulls, and you know that. With the nice long bulls.
Bulls are helpful when you are a gay. You would know from all your research.
Can you imagine teabagging that thing? It'd be like a beaded doorway. Oh, shit. Which is the clip with beaded doorway?
What?
The Sylvia Brown one with beaded doorway.
I have no idea. You
Falcon balls. Falcon balls. Falcon balls. Beaded doorway. James Randi balls. Shit. Where are they?
I'm still a little wobbly with my legs. So if when I'm at a lecture and you see me walk and I'm in a wheelchair, it's not because
one testicle hangs lower than the other, and that's normal.
And I had that song in my head all day yesterday, the wobble when I walk.
Well, apparently, I did too, actually, in the showie, singing about it aloud, and this morning too, but you know, most people, it's apparently in the world, have been having walls fall out in their, you know, in mind over and over. And if there's one comment, as I've been monitoring these YouTube comments since I got emailed on them, I have like 200 new fans since you started letting me host, by the way. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
But so one thing I've noted, the one commonality is that people cannot stop listening to it. Shut up. People can't stop listening to it. They don't want to, but they listen to it over and over again, and they wake up singing it or listening. It's and then my favorite comment of all was from this Lexi, and she said it's sorcery because you're just coming up over and over again in people's heads and sorcery.
How about the comments like, "What is that thing hanging down?" I think they missed the little point of
the film. Somebody's missing the point of the thing. Frankly, there are some comments I can't even read because I don't have anybody to. I can't tell you who wrote them. You know what I mean? I used to be able to, but now I can't. That's the thing. Well, you know what I mean. You know what I mean when people say...
Are you blocked them?
No. I don't block anyone. What I'm saying is it used to be sometimes people would say stuff and I'd be able to tell you who really said it. Wonder Woman, hint.
Oh, okay.
But I can't do that no more, so I can't tell you the nasty thing that nobody said about Rosa Duck in the chat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, What?
Pickle.
I don't know how pickle got... Sorry, I thought
so
I took...
So what did pickle. Someone say about our good friend Rosa Duck?
I don't know. I sent you the screen cap of it. Maybe you can express that.
Okay.
Yeah. You're so hard to convince. Oh, what about this one? Here, I'll read this one. You read the other one. Brian Crawford said, nobody says, quote, docty or doctored unless he's a woman-hating gay man writing a novelty song who wants you to think he's saying, talk to your doctor. Makes you think, honey. Makes you think, don't it?
That makes no sense.
No.
I'm so glad that you're gay, like...
No.
I just noticed at the end, she goes, wah, wah. She goes, no. Wah, wah.
No.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. No.
I want to just hear the woof woof for a sex cunt here. Where's the woof woof? Something
like
you.
Are you trying to tell me that this Dwani Howard is a one turn?
Excuse me? What? Wait a second. I'm not talking about... Don't use that. We're not, you know... That.
Oh.
That's false.
No. Well, so somebody posted...
No!
I hope that you banned this comment, or at least thumbs down it. Who is that burnt? And then they used the N-word, which I don't approve of.
Who is that burnt what?
Double.
It stinks so bad.
That's offensive, Cheryl.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say is that I don't find that nice, offensive, and just saying, right.
And what did you think, though, about last week's Grum? I assume you listened to it.
I honestly have not.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, my God. You know, Reagan said that he said those Apple calls were like the funniest thing he's ever heard on a podcast ever. Of course, he's...
Why don't you make those into videos?
Well, here's the reason why not. I wanted to...
No one wants to sit through a two-hour program just to hear a call.
I know. But, Cheryl, the thing is, I was afraid that Apple would issue me a takedown.
Because... Well, the post on different things.
Different Hanley? All right. Who what?
But I mean, I don't know why they would do that.
Don't you? But I was thinking, what if I changed the name so that instead of Apple, it's like...
The same as Johnny Johnson or Yanni Johnson.
It could be Fruit Computing.
Fruit? Pear? Yep. I would rather have a Sylvia.
You know, that is such a crock. Hullabaloo.
Thank you for calling.
Hullabaloo.
Can I help you? No, that's not good.
They are sentinel figures like rocks.
I can't find that clip of you doing something really nasty. I have all my racist clips in the same column now.
I'm not lesbian.
And I'm too heavy on my feet.
Nigger.
What?
Man. You said that was you.
Unauthorized use. Nigger.
Don't.
Eat my pussy, Mrs. Garrett.
I said at my lecture the other night, white people always go to the restroom when they think something's wrong with them. They don't.
Oop, eep. I don't even know. Oop, eep. Hello?
SBB Corporate. I was blocked by blessed? The Gnosis Training Center.
You were blessed, Cheryl. Not blocked. Blessed.
Blocked.
Blocked.
Can no longer like or comment.
Speaking of blocked.
That mother has not blocked me.
Speaking of blocked, I learned how to say ass face in Spanish. Cara de culo. Culo.
Why?
Cara de culo. Well, somebody told me I had an ass face, honestly. And there's another way. I can't remember the word after it, but if you add another word, you say you look like a constipated asshole.
Asshole.
You asshole. I need to find it. Who's Spanish? Oh, I ran into a listen turd today at Intelligentsia. Luis. Ran into her. And, oh my God, did I tell you? I saw Matt Blender at the gym and he said, Madge, I heard you talking about me on my show and about my stomach.
What'd you say to you? Run away?
I ran away. I just, what do you say to that? I just ran away. I wanted to say, look, I know because I am also disgusting. Which is really the truth, because I'm surprised he didn't say, Madge, your belly bounces and looks like hell, too. Plus, you're about 55, 80, you know, on a good day looking. Mm-hmm. So I felt bad, honestly, because it's not supposed to work that way. When you call somebody fat on the radio, you're not supposed to have, that person should not confront you. And he has lost weight, it's true. But He doesn't look as bad as that girl from that show, Girls, at least.
Well, that's good.
You watched that show, Girls?
No.
You watched The House of Cards?
Mm-hmm.
Cheryl, that was awful. I watched the whole season. Did you finish it?
We got one more left.
Okay. Awful. Well, it's awful. What about The Three-Way? Wasn't that retarded?
It's hot. Don't ruin it for everybody.
You already seen that.
I know, but don't...
Oh, I'm sorry. I want to spoil episode one, though, because that was kind of hilarious. Can I? No, I won't. Oh, well, like, I work for Netflix? If Netflix wants me to, like, spoil things, then you know what?
That's when we have to go to the doctor and get pills.
Thank you, Sylvia.
The thing is just this.
What's a Fitbit? I keep seeing this thing, Fitbit. There's a device you wear on your wrist.
Yeah, Fitbit. Listen. I'm still upset about that, and it's hard for me to talk about, but I will.
What?
I was wearing one of these Fitbit devices because I decided, Cheryl, you need to lose some of the weight. You're getting fired. So I had it around my prolapse. I don't like to flaunt the fact that I'm a healthy woman. Having these health devices strapped all over my body.
Reasonable.
So I thought, Cheryl, why don't you put it somewhere where everyone won't see it? So I did. I got the worst.
Wait a second. First of all, it's not authorized for that, I don't believe. It's not called fat laps. And secondly, nobody would see it. Everybody sees your laps. You drag it on the floor.
No, it was towards the base of my lamp. I gathered my clips together.
Yeah.
And I put it at the base of my clips. Okay. And it worked just fine. However, it caused a horrific rash. I submitted the photos to that website, Consumerist, and they didn't post them.
Well, that's their loss, frankly. You know?
Yeah, but I thought it was pretty hot. So I guess that they're recalling it, so I'm going to send back my fishy feedback to them and get a new one. And hopefully it won't cause any more problems.
I would like for, because I just look in the chat room now, since it works now that you can, I set it up at the East Radio. John Kobach is there. I would like for John Kobach to send me, he made these nice videos from his new house. Where he's like, oh, look at my bathroom. Isn't it gorgeous?
Why does he have to get such ugly glasses?
Because he's an artist.
Okay. It's just so horrible.
Why do I have to be so fat and pasty? I don't know. Oh, wait a second. Our link is censored. Let me turn off the... Why do I hear all this extra statique with a...
Statique?
Statique. That's my black
name. That's a good name.
For the Billy. So, Cheryl.
Yep.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about this all these virality thieves? You want to talk about the X-Dope? You want to talk about the reaction?
Those people been exposed? No, I don't think they've been exposed enough. Did we mention that on our last Scrum? Because you learned about that. You learned about that in your DBC.
Oh, about the people that steal your shit?
Steal content, and then they get a lot of followers and shares and likes on Facebook, and they sell their page.
Yeah. There's companies that do that. There's companies that earn millions of dollars doing that, and I know because I interviewed with one of them. Of course, they didn't hire me. Because they wouldn't hire me. Actually, I told them I was not interested. I was disgusted, honestly. We need money, first of all. So please donate. Go to yeastradio.com. There's a nice donation button. And send us money. Also, what was I just going to say before the answer? Something I was going to talk about.
I don't know, but...
I want
to take a job if it's offered to you. I mean, wait a minute.
This is the guy that kept jacking his cup off, Cheryl. I told you about him. He was jacking off his cup while I was talking to him. His venti coffee.
Who cares, man? You used to work for a man named Dorm Dad.
Davey.
Who has a disgusting...
And who helped us by giving us nice information about the DCMA notices, but you have no appreciation for it because you're a cunt.
Compare the situation and the business...
Yeah, business. Say business.
Versus this one about retarded Facebook pages and getting really dumb people to follow and like them, okay?
Are you saying that the black...
AIDS... Don't get me started.
You're talking about the blacks?
You really serious that you turned down a job doing...
I didn't turn down a job. What are you talking... Nobody has offered me a job. Any job I would take at this point.
But you said to him, I'm disgusted by this. I'm not interested.
I did not say that, but I said, I don't want to work for you. But that's just a...
You'd be pretty good at making a Facebook page stealing people's content.
Cheryl,
rules fall out and getting famous.
This company was owned by a 21-year-old and his sister or something. They're just like, they're fucking 12. They have scooters everywhere.
Wonderful.
It's like, and they have ping pong tables. I don't know what I'm doing. This is a bad subject for me. I'm going to have a reaction.
Well, I hope that wonderful a person that stole our content is listening. Maybe they would join us to explain the business model. Maybe they'll hire you.
Hey, he did not. And you should explain what we're talking about.
Okay, you do it.
I needed to get a sip of my Woody and Metamucil.
Okay.
You do it.
That Metamucil.
So there's this guy. There was this. You know, X-Dope has been very helpful. You know, he did this video. Cheryl, of course, worked with him, and I made an appearance in a laundromat. So we all worked about equally. But you know, a lot of people are basically stealing the content. Now, linking to either the official YouTube page, which I'm hosting the video of, or the official Vimeo is fine, embedded in your website. We're not stopping anybody from doing that. But the thing is, people that download the video and upload it to their own account, that's just being an asshole, and they're trying to steal traffic. So, I know that my closet door is broken, strip club. You're still fucking high all the time. I know. And he's talking more Rilch than you, and it's really annoying. Shout out to Waltz Falls Owl, Black Pop. I think he's just so high. I think he might be on crocodile. He's a mess.
I think he might be on some drugs, but, you know, you don't get to hate. We don't have that many listeners.
Crocodile. No, we've skyrocketed. Thank God for your fame. We've skyrocketed. We've now got 13 people live.
Woo!
Cheryl, we need to leverage your fame. Why does, like, this not true? The thing is, people that watch YouTube apparently don't watch podcasts.
Well, who'd watch podcasts anymore? There's a reason why it has failed, except for famous people.
Well, what about Baby Jane? According to Baby Jane N-word, this is his favorite podcast.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And Foff is number five, so what does that say?
Well, it says, you know,
chuckle.
My bathhouse, Lummox. So the thing is this, though.
What's the thing, honey? Where's my Woody? There it is. Mm-hmm. Tell me the thing, honey.
About my Fitbit.
Fitbit? It's just fat and skin. Okay, so
I have welts on my laps from this health device.
Oh, yes, right.
Welts, and they're bleeding. Let me pop one right now.
So what caused the welts exactly?
You want me to pop one for you?
I would like that, yeah.
Okay, hold on.
It sounds like it had
duty.
It sounded like it has a shell on it when you popped it. Did you have a shell?
Crunchy. I'm chewing on it now.
Oh, so I wanted to read you a ridiculous. The recovery place here, the recovery club in Chicago, is having a leather dance. What the fuck? Is that okay? I don't know.
Trade one thing for another.
Leathy is healthy. All right. What are we talking about?
It's killing animals.
What you were talking about, your laps. What was I about to look up on my phone? Oh, yeah. So I wanted to read this thing from Ryan, who was a friend of this grum. He's Chris's boyfriend. You know Chris from New York. Mm-hmm. So he said to tell Cheryl this. He said, the king of go. Ryan works the door at these clubs. He's very much into the ridiculous nightlife culture that the people that take themselves way too seriously. And he said, the king of go-go boys is obsessed with Cheryl. Please tell her. And it says, it's in New York City. The king of the go-go boys is obsessed with Cheryl.
The king of the go-go boys.
It means these fucking tweaked out go-go boys that go to the gay clubs and, I don't know, are really important.
Did he tell them about it, or did they find out about it?
Michael Gallick. No, he found out about it from Firth. Because you are the one, and I wrote back, yes, that guy from Firth has been telling us that he has enlightened the entire New York City club community.
Wonderful.
Didn't you send me that?
Yeah.
That he said the entire... So I'm hoping that tonight, and I'm expecting that Walls Fall Out will make, you know, a debut at some of the hottest clubs with Velvet Ropes.
I would like to say, now listen, I sent Reagan a private message because I wanted to respect him. Mm. And I said to him, listen, it's hit the big time. It's time for you to tweet about it. Mm. And since now Rosie O'Donnell is one of your followers.
Is she prolapsed?
I think it would be wonderful if you could arrange for Rosie O'Donnell to watch Rules Fall Out and have a video recording of her reaction.
Okay.
And then I also sent him a link to the Donald Trump talking about his love for Rosie O'Donnell. It's one of my favorite clips about how disgusting she is.
Well, could we have, do you think, they used to have those watching reaction videos?
Yeah.
Do people still make reaction videos?
I don't know, but I want him over Rosie O'Donnell.
Also, would you be willing to be a guest on The View if they could green screen you in with the...
Yes.
All right, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's good. That's good.
I'm glad that the queens in New York City are enjoying my walls falling out.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Who doesn't? Well Doctie doesn't.
Doctie or Doctored. It means you're... That was a strange...
He's disappointed. He thought he fixed these walls from falling out, and I keep forcing them back out.
Yeah, see, this is a problem. Most people, I mean, when you write walls fall out on a title of a post, it should spelled O-U-T. Any other time you say out, it should be pronounced with a K at the end. And I think a lot of people don't understand that. They're not using the silent K.
Not everyone understands the correct.
Well, that's why they're supposed to listen to this Grom, so they can become listen turds. And by the way, Rosie O'Donnell is fat. She looks like a retarded person as well.
Just Google the
Walls Fall Out.
Trump, Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay.
It's a wonderful video.
Do we have any holder items, speaking of videos? Do we do that anyway?
I think you added some. At least I told you.
Oh, no, I didn't do anything you told me to do. What makes you think I never do what you tell me to do with the holdy?
Man, the guy from Earth just shared my video again.
Where? On his Firth.com?
On his Facebook. I think he likes my video.
I think he wants to eat your laps out.
Ooh,
Oh! I know what I wanted to talk about. I told you to remind me, but you didn't because you're an asshole. But the meme.
Oh, that's meme.
Now, this is Griselda's idea, but I want to give some background. I can't show the picture because somebody who is one of Deborah's, Church of Deborah's nieces, she made a video. I mean, not a video. She made a picture on her iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
Of her riding riding a gigantic pommel horse that's red, and it looks like it's coming out of her crotch, and it says, "Look at my prolapse, Madge."
So it'll be kind of like I'm planking. Or
yes.
The other one.
So lapsing, right. So everybody, make your prolapse beam. So let's see your prolapse, or the like Goatsy. Excuse me?
Show the picture.
I can't show the picture.
Can you just click
No, we're not showing any children, no.
It's not a child.
No, we're not. Anyway, I'm sure somebody can make one while we're grumholing. You know, the thing is, what we need are people's prolapses, just like the Goatsy. When people did the Goatsy, and you can see their Goatsy, or like you said, the planking, like maybe you're sitting on a fire hydrant, and you say, look, I'm lapsed. Show us your lapse. Right?
Do it.
Show me your laps. Now, I don't understand this fat bed thing again. So there's controversy. So what caused the inflammation and the scabs? What caused all that?
It's some kind of horrible plaque, I think, that they use.
Some kind of what? A plaque?
Plastic?
Bed big?
Was this irritation and it hurts.
An irritation?
Irritation on your skin.
And it was from the Fitbit?
Yep.
All right. Let's see what we have in the holder.
I think that you...
I didn't post last week's Grumma video yet. Oops. Grumma video.
Excuse me?
What's this? Oh, no.
I can't be pregnant. It's in Vegas.
Life in jeopardy. Be not right to me. Why are you thinking this is a good idea?
I don't know. I really need the money.
Okay. And so you don't have any idea who this person is and what he's going to do, and he's going to give you $1,500.
Yes. Yeah, but I mean, I spoke to him on the phone. He don't sound that bad. I mean,
okay, but anyone can
act lemon on the phone.
And you're having him come to your house?
No, he wants me to meet him at the Motel 6.
Cheryl, lemon cures cancer, by the way. Sylvia Brown fans are so smart. You know, Mother Asna, that Sylvia Brown fan page, yes, posted this miracle, really. I don't know what else to call it. Lemon causes cures cancer. Can you imagine all this time we've been having all these runs and chemotherapy? It's just lemons, Cheryl, just lemons. What do you think about that?
I like that when they posted it, they said, quote, see this message so often, sharing it.
Yeah. What is it about these, like, people that believe, like, honestly believe Sylvia Brown and psychics? How is it that that many people are that stupid? It's amazing, Cheryl.
Where's my purse?
Like, how? And it's just amazing not only that they believe in this stupid thing, but that they're consistently morons. Like, to believe that lemons cure the cancer.
They do.
Yeah. What?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Major, I think you put some things in the holder, at least I asked you to.
I'm sure I didn't, but I'll try and look.
I think there might have been some obesity. Just new things, new topics.
I believe there was a new obesity that I sent you. Well, the woman that killed her, some virgin got killed or suffocated because her first love was fat. Didn't I send you that?
I don't know.
From Daily Mail. Go figure. There was an obese man. He had sex with a virgin and he squished her. Yeah. Something like that. Oh, I didn't even turn on my drum books. Oh, yeah. My books. What is this? What is this?
I don't know what's Debbie talking about.
Yeah, who are we calling? Who are we calling, Deborah? Let me know when you want me to bring on the Deborah. What is this?
What other topics do we need to cover?
Dee Dee Sisti. You're the one sister who gets her upset. Oh, Gladwise. Gladwise, the SBB fan. Oh, when do you want to call Gladwise? Well, we need some money probably, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Gladwise too? What is this fat commode it's called? What is this?
Happy face service.
Oh, that's the fatty that got stuck on the Turley. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Let's watch that just for old time's sake while we stall and you look at things or something like that. That. It's just that and skiing. Hello. Testing. Nice coof.
You know, my black boyfriend told me the other day that I sounded like coughing grandma.
You send him what?
My black boyfriend told me the other day that I sounded like coughing grandma.
Yeah, you do. That's why coughing grandma.
Have you watched that video? It's very enjoyable.
No, but well, we're going to watch this again first. This is a repeat.
I've been stuck on a commode for 3 days.
Right,
I'm not getting out of bed and I can't get on the boat because I'm 30.
Right, and why are you stuck on in there?
Because I'm 30, I've stoned and I've got arthritis.
All right, minute. We'll get someone out to you straight away.
I've been stuck here 3 days. Please.
Five firefighters and two paramedics are dispatched to the caller's address.
A shame.
Hello, my name's Andrew. All right, what's your name?
Sue Cox's weight has been steadily increasing throughout her adult life.
So she's been on there for 3 days?
On that command, yeah.
Has she? For 3 days?
Yeah.
How's she slept?
I've had to go on the floor, I slept on here.
You've slept on here? Oh, Angel.
If we can move all this gear, make a bit of space around it, we can get the firefighters
she's
in
fat.
And we can do what we need to do. Yeah.
How do you normally get from the commode onto the bed?
Well, with me helping me, but I can't do it because my legs are bad.
Okay. Okay.
Chronically obese bariatric patients.
It sounds like Monty Python, Cheryl.
Are some of the highest regular callers of 999. But they too need help.
Bariatric, it's looking after our heavier patients, bedridden because of their weight
house
and their
bound.
Size.
Should we do a smaller first?
Shall we get her arms on her tummy first so it's easier?
They've just eaten too much, they've not exercised, they've got so far down the road that they can't move themselves.
No, they're not going to drop you.
So, two on each leg.
This comes off.
Two up to half as well.
It's taking you and your colleagues to manoeuvre somebody's flesh.
I'm three, one, right. Two, three, raise.
Get the cross. Okay, you're doing really well there, Sue. Excellent, right, let's get that commode out of the way.
We could have got somebody else to come in, you know, it's not our job, but we don't do that.
You know, I think it's bad.
Because we care.
They didn't show the duty, and I'm really disturbed. Why didn't they show how big her duty is?
Whatever happened to that song that Gladwine's made, I'm extremely obese and housebound. Do you have that?
Yeah, let me check in my Grumholder holder for...
She needs to put all her songs on, Lloyd. Yeah. They're so good.
I have a holder for her. I might.
You're
have
showing
a...
all your holders.
Oh, no. Where is the holder?
I don't know. There's private holders in
there. There are, with sex. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sex. Socks. Chicken socks.
Sexy
chicken. Wait, where is this goddamn...
Are you going to show Coffin Graham, Monty?
Well, I need a linky poo or some shit.
I just gave you a link. Well,
scrotum?
It's a really nice video.
I'm going to get to my face so I don't get housebound on the holder vision. Hold on, holder. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Where's the X-Dope folder? Triple holder. Oh, there's some new... there's a new fatty, I think, actually. In the double... this is the X-Dope folder. I'll do one at a time. Tell me if you hear it. Renowned psychic Brown. I don't think this is... Oh, no, that's not it. Born hair lip this way? No, that's not it, right? That's not it. Coffee shop poetry, is that it? You know, one of my X-Dope videos got me a copyright strike on YouTube, and now I can't even fucking do
that.
Oh, this is coffee shop poetry. I'll put a vision on again. Heller.
The top is very hot guy.
Ugh.
The bottom, kind of a little guy.
I'll forget it. Eat this hot thing. It was Andy Vera.
Say hello, Matt.
Oh, the Andy Vera era of things.
Okay.
Lesbian affair, this it?
Oh. You got Madge.
Madge, it's sex dope.
That's not it, right?
Cheryl is asleep. I'm on my way.
Yeah. You wanna be in pictures. It's wonderful to see. You wanna be in pictures. It's wonderful to see. You wanna be in pictures.
That's not it, is it?
No, but so good.
But this is the Rachel part.
Damn it. Rachel, I would like to know what the book is about.
Yeah, like Adam and Eve live in a trailer park in the high desert, and Eve works at a drugstore with a shitty uniform.
But Rachel, if they're the first man and woman, how could there already be a trailer? Who built it?
It doesn't really follow a lot of the logical rules. This is so fucking boring.
No, go ahead. What about her vagina?
There's a whole chapter about her vagina.
Reagan.
3, 2, 1, go.
Hi.
Please make it stop. No more of this story. I'm sorry. I have to intervene. Don't even talk about it to say that it's boring. Nobody wants to hear about this stuff. If you know it's that boring, then why would you continue to tell it? There was a bat signal of boredom just appeared in the sky, and I knew that I had to come and save the day. I can talk about the Real Housewives franchise. I can talk about Black Swan. Like, this is the shit going on right now. Oh my god. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
You wanna be in pictures. It's wonderful to see. You wanna be in pictures.
Black Swan.
You wanna be in pictures. It's wonderful to see. You wanna be in pictures.
Oh my god.
Hi, Norm.
Hi, man. How are you?
Norm, this is Rachel. Rachel, this is Norm.
Can you hear me, Rachel?
You sound fantastic, Norm. Great to hear you.
Hey, Rachel, you overeducated fucking idiot. You sound like a man when you talk. You can have 2 to 3 journalism degrees. It won't fucking matter. You're single because no one wants to be around you.
All right, you guys have a good night, okay?
Bye, Rachel.
Hey, Madge, did Rachel understood what I was doing there, the show thing from...
No, I don't think she did. Mm. Oh, my God. Just as I said that, I saw the biggest fucking cockroach.
Yeah.
Okay, where's Housebound?
It's almost over.
You can fix that?
Yeah. You want to be in pictures. It's wonderful to see. You want to be in pictures.
Shish fartsies. Fartsies?
X-Dope.
Well, that's it?
Cheryl. If you could be any animal in the world, which animal would you be?
A lummox?
Mm-hmm. Kitten? Snake?
No, not a lummox.
Did you say lummox? What did
lummox.
You say?
Lummox.
Still Elva.
This is it. This is the last one.
Rumor has it there is a Madge Weinstein sec.
No, that's not. That's the one I got banned for.
Why?
I don't know. Oh, because of this beginning thing where you're fucking, I'm fucking you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I missed it.
Excuse me. Oh, come on. Oh, it's hot.
Ooshed.
Yes.
Something crawled up me.
So yeah, because me, I was fucking you in that.
That what's one is so good.
I think I played all the ones I have. Now, what was the name of the video we're looking for in question, honey?
Extremely obese and housebound.
But was that the name of the file?
I think so.
Extremely obese. And? I
mean, maybe it's on my Hulu. Let me look.
Bound. Yeah, maybe he put it on your holder. And go,
well, I looked in my holder.
Should I check my gigantic archive holder? Check them. We was called housebound. Check your Gmail. That's most likely where to find it.
I couldn't find it in the library.
No? I'll check mine, then. Maybe send it to me.
I know it was using Cleops, and it was extremely obese and housebound.
Yeah, you've mentioned that a few times.
I think it was the beginning of a song. Maybe it's a different song.
It'll just search for X-Dope and look for attachments from him or her. Shug. That's what? Not it. Shug Avery from Color Purple. That's X-Dope's other name. Shug Avery. Let's see.
Pain of prolapse, no.
Let's see.
You want to be in pictures. That's plain to see. You want to be in pictures.
I don't know how to search. They change this fucking shit every goddamn day. Mm-hmm. This goddamn shit. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yep.
You sure do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. Which is the thing with all the holder? Oh, 28,000 messages. Okay. Stop. Nope. Maybe in the bloated lesbian holder? No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bloated lesbian holder? That's where I'm looking there. Chuckin'. God, I'm hungry, Cheryl. I didn't eat anything. Not since lunch. Okay, X-Dope. X-Dope, hey. Oh, wow. Okay. Must be here. I found a lot of X-Dope stuff here. Are you... Wait a second. What is that that says here that somebody just Skyped to me?
What? Why is I coughing, Grandma?
Honey, I say naids or naidine, whichever one. I use the same thing. Boss, I say BPH, the black person holder that transportates. Doctor, I say docty or doctored, whether it's a T or a turd. It's the same word. Abortion, I say boardy body. A fun thing to do when you're feeling sporty lips. I say lips or clips. The flesh trapdoors in between my hips. Trapdoors, what's that doorway for something special? Let me tell you more. Equals cord lips. How the walls fall out. Red rose grows as the walls unfold. My laps prolapse. Jizz trap spreads my gap. Red meat flaps as the walls unwrap. My laps prolapse. Equals fish. I say fish. Fish, a yeasty dish. That's so delish. Chicken, I say cucaniga. But too much dark meat can ruin your figure. Black, I say black. Aunt Teresa in heaven eaten on fatback program. I say grim drum when me and Madge Weinstein have some fun panties. I say panty wraps around my waist and hugs my fanny. What's your fanny for something special? Let me show you how.
Now I would like for you to explain to me how it is that your body creates fat without you eating more than your brain.
Or you are fired. Oh, that's not it.
I like it though.
Can't stop eating. Let every meal fill out your gut with pudding and onion rings. With pudding and onion rings. With
pudding and onion rings.
And pudding, onion, rayons. Oh, are you a fire? You are a face. Why can't you lose some weight? Walk fields and trails in your backyard. Why can't you fucking walk?
I went walking this
Why
morning.
Why can't you fucking walk? Why can't you fucking walk?
I will go up on your ass, okay?
Oh, that should burn some calories at least.
Eat the bird, bitch!
Oh, here it is. Hole number four. This should be it.
No, there's a video called Sexy Chat Line, remember?
Is that it?
I don't know. I couldn't hear because you were being so fucking loud.
That was you.
Shut up. Stop.
I'm sorry, I like it. This is the one it's supposed to be.
Global.org, episode 94. Catheters, clips, or my...
No, that's
lips.
Come across my Purple face. Gifts.
I thought that's what you wanted.
Oh, hey, it's Misha Royal.
Good audio.
Happy catheter supplies.
1-3. Pay for the,
Oh, you found it?
Customer service, are they there right now?
No, this is a different one.
Oh, now you're confused. Let me just see what's in here.
Good one.
Oh, wait, what was that?
Always stand.
Is that it?
No, that's coming on the way.
Well, isn't that what you wanted?
No. Extremely obese and housebound.
And that's not the same song?
No, I don't think so.
Well, let's hear it anyway.
Always to the right. They never ever lead you. They never ever leave you.
Lead you.
They never never control you. Angels. The cherubim and the seraphim. So amazing. Wings. Angels. Oh boy, here it comes.
Lead you. This is it, yes. You. Control you.
Here we go.
No.
Do you like that?
Oh, yeah.
Can you pause for 1 minute? Thank you.
Why? Did you want me to play this video you
sent?
Yeah,
I found it.
That was fast. What's the rush?
Hold on. It's in Horrible 93. Yes.
Horrible.org. Hold on, let me download it, because if it's...
I think it was a...
I'd rather... I don't want to hear it through the phone, you know? Inserating return depends and writing the CTA, is that it? Yes, Cheryl? Cheryl! I love how you just... Yeah. We'll just stop the program so that you can listen.
So it's 493, around 19 minutes. It's a wonderful X-Tip song.
Okay, I'm downloading it now, so shut up. I mean, don't shut up. Talk about something else while we wait for it.
And then there's this Video 60 chat line, but I think if I put that on the Vimeo, well, first of all, it's not high enough quality. Second of all, it's very dirty, and I think it would be removed, and I don't want to get any more trouble.
Yeah, but I can just play it here now.
Well, okay, that's another one you can...
After, well, let me do that. Stop.
It's a wonderful song and video. It's got Duty. Which I know you like.
Oh, I love the Duty. Yeah. Everybody loves Duty. I took such a huge dump today. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
yes. This one.
I made a huge diddly-doo-dang-dee.
Ooh, did it come upside the woody?
It was in my womb, and then it left my womb, and it was like a 11-inch black deke. Whoa. I'm going to play it now, the horrorhole.org video, okay?
Whoa,
you ready for this? Do you need to do a countdown or what? Or you want to just play it?
Oh, what?
Sexy Jack line. Video. Yes or no? Excuse me?
Okay, five.
Forward. Three, two, one. Go.
Women, press 2 to talk to men.
If you want to talk, let me know. My name's Cheryl. Yes.
Come on. Royce, she's dead.
Oh, that's hot. Clamps.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey. You know what a prolapse is? The walls of my vagina are kind of slipping out. People seem to like my vagina pretty good. I want you to eat this thing. Eat the whole thing. Let it heal.
I'd like to work your lady business for you. You want to talk? I'll talk to you all night long. Talk real dirty to you.
Oh, that's me eating your layups.
Let me know.
Yes. Come on. Oh, that's hot. Poop on me. Clips. Poop on me. Yes. Poop on me. Come on. Oh, that's hot. Poop on me. Hey! Poop on me. Sharon Murkowski.
Hey, ladies, my name's Nathan. I'm from the Newcastle area of Pennsylvania. Around 270, 6 foot tall, short brown hair, bad eyes, mustache with a beard.
What?
I wear glasses.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That was fucking dumb. Fucked up.
What?
This person called me on the FaceTime, who isn't supposed to be doing that shit when I'm in a podcast. But she thinks she all that because she got a job today.
Oh.
Someone I know.
Oh. Well, tell her you're Grumman.
I ain't telling her nothing. She knows I told her. All right. I'll tell her. I think she wants to be on the podcast, but then, no, sorry. If you're watching, I don't talk about my personal lives on here.
Your girlfriend wants to be on the Grom?
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice development.
No, it isn't. She's wanted to for a long time. I don't want... No, I'll never get laid again.
Oh, because then she'll discover, if she hasn't already, what a horrible person you are.
Yep. Well, she called me a demon a couple times. She said, you're awful.
You know, is it like when Alexis K. Tyler...
And germ demon.
She said, NDMF. You're a demon, motherfucker.
Well, you know, I'm not...
You're listening to HoHo.org, episode 93.
Angels.
Pooping panties is nothing new, but trying to return them filled with turds, that might be. Work those phone calls, Cheryl.
Angels.
Raggedy Ann and Andy-ass nigga.
Cheryl, what time code is this song you want me to play?
Around 19 minutes.
I'm glad you don't do horror holes anymore, because that means your new fans are going to listen to me.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
so it's, okay, well, it's thank you for calling, and you have a nice day.
Okay, you too, honey. Bye, honey.
Bye.
And now, a very, very special song created by my favorite listener, X-Dope. Enjoy, Nate's Lips.
Thank you for calling the 700 Club.
Hello, it's Joy. How may I help you?
Hello, Joy. How are you?
How are you? How may I help you?
I have this very good, dear friend. His name is Andy. He is extremely obese and housebound. And he's also a homosexual. 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 He is extremely obese and housebound. Homosexual. 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 He is extremely obese and housebound.
Bang, 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 bang.
Homosexual. Homosexual. He is extremely obese and housebound.
Bang, 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 bang.
Have you seen those programs on the TLC about the obesity? TLC,
TLC,
obesity,
obesity,
TLC,
TLC,
obesity,
obesity,
TLC,
TLC,
obesity,
obesity,
TLC,
TLC,
obesity.
Homosexual.
He is extremely obese and housebound.
Bang, 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 bang.
Homosexual.
Homosexual.
He is extremely obese and housebound.
Bang, 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 bang.
Well, I'm gonna pray for you.
Father, Father, in Jesus' name I lift up Cheryl. Father, Father,
I'm up to baby Jesus. Yes, yes.
Father, Father, in Jesus' name I lift up Cheryl.
Feel your cock, Jesus.
Oh, God.
No, woo, 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 woo.
Homosexual.
He is extremely obese and housebound.
Bang, 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 bang.
Homosexual. He is extremely obese and housebound.
Bang, 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 bang.
TLC,
TLC,
obesity,
obesity.
TLC,
TLC,
obesity,
obesity.
TLC,
TLC,
obesity,
obesity.
Do you think his fat is making him a gay?
Homosexual.
He is extremely obese and housebound.
Bang, 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 bang.
Homosexual.
He is extremely obese and housebound.
Bang, 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 bang.
Homosexual.
Homosexual.
Excuse me, because I just, I just had some legendary potato salad, girl, when I tell you. See, you got to be careful, ladies, and for those who's going to see this video, be careful, do your research. I'm going to be calling Betty up and letting her know, Betty, bitch, I'm outside your house right now. I'm going to need you to get your Vaseline on.
What?
I'm going to need you to get your tennis shoes on. I'm going to need you to tie your shit in a knot, get your ponytail on, because I'm about to whoop your ass.
Okay.
Because you are, baby. That's what you are. And what else you are? You wrong as two left shoes. Two left feet and shoes. That wig that she showed pictures of and the dissident and all that, honey, you wouldn't have wanted that wig anyway. She's late, honey. We over her. It's done. And it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Betty, I would have been whooping your ass. Whoever Betty is, I would have whooped your ass.
Yeah, I would have had this wheelchair that I'm in on one wheel, and it would have been sparks coming off of it, baby. Yeah, on the expressway, riding for your ass. Because that's how I am. It is what it is with me. You know what I'm saying? It's not about whether I hurt your feelings or how you feel or whatever. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Legendary potato salad.
It was horrible. Who was I going to call? I couldn't hold it. I'm nauseous. I mean, there was shit on the walls. I had shit in my shoes, all my legs, shit on my, all on my clothes, shit on the toilets, shit on the walls. I got to go to the bathroom. I'm still shitting.
They know what type of people.
Cheryl, you see this, Andy Melton? You see this, Andy Melton?
You leave her out of this.
The fireman? No, I was Googling Andy Melton, and I found... There's all kinds of other Andy Meltons. We don't have to use her. We have other ones. I don't know if they're all the same size. Size? Sorry.
Maps the same. The thing is, that song was so amazing.
It was good.
And I don't understand why Gladwise Freak isn't, you know, putting these things all over the place. To think, yeah.
Maybe she's busy.
Well, it's not acceptable.
I mean, I posted a lot of them on the uterus thing.
Legendary.
Did you see The View when that the guy with one leg that's really hot got on there and Barbara Walters was pissing her gine? She was coming on The View. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, it happened. Well, really interesting things come up when you search Google for Andy Melton. It's kind of amazing. Like, it's such a weird combination of kind of interesting yet disgusting things at the same time. It's very weird. Oh, this is a good Andy Melton. I need to switch back to older vision. Found a really good Melton. This isn't... Look at this one. This is really a hottie. You looking? See that?
It's delayed.
What do you see on the screen now?
I see my beautiful picture.
Your picture?
Yeah, with you.
Oh, with the tattoos?
Okay, now we've seen the Google's images. Oh, she's pretty.
You see the with the glasses? And then next to the birdie, with the birdie looking at him? That's an Andy Melton. What other Andy Meltons do we have up in hell?
Man, so I think it's time to bring Deborah on and find out about her nap and her and upcoming runs.
You don't have to ask me twice. I'm happy to do that yet. Very excited about
maybe
Deborah.
What she thought of these music videos, etc. And can you imagine what the sexy chat line video uncensored is like? Did you ever see that one with all the duty and the piss?
No, but if you send me that, if I haven't posted it, I can post anything on Insane Films or Yeast Radio's website. I don't care.
Oh, it's, you know, even duty and piss was too much for me. And it said, listen, Gladwise, nigger.
Really? Cheryl, don't say that about Gladwise.
I can't say it.
Say what?
Nigger.
Cheryl!
Stop that.
You're the one doing it.
No.
Is that coon gone?
No.
All right. Since you can't behave, I'm going to have to bring Deborah on, and she'll have to show you how it's done. Deborah Wilkerson? Yeah, yes. And...
Yeah, yes.
And this little party line action. All right. Ready to go. Hi, Deborah. I hope she's not at the Shoney's getting abortions from black men. BOGO abortion plus rape.
BOGO. Did you see when she told us about her internet connection?
Can I help you?
Hello?
Hi, this is the helpline. How can I help you?
Hello. No idea that was you.
Hello?
This is Sylvia Brown from the other side. Hello.
Yeah.
That one lasted
long. Maybe a little heads up next time.
Yeah, every time you do that and you ruin it. But also, man, you think that they have your phone number?
This is not my phone number. This is a Skype. They give you a different number every time.
I know, but if you don't have a Skype number, I think it always shows up as the same number, so they must have like a warning. Yeah, because when Deborah calls, it doesn't do that.
Uh-huh.
Deborah Smart. Nigger.
That's why it amazes me when people say I'm so alone. You have your angels, you have your guide.
How are you, Deborah? It's been a long time no talk, a week.
Yes, I'm doing good. Actually, hold on 1 second.
Bogo Shoney.
I'm gonna knock on the door.
Hey, everybody.
How? That is really good. That was the theme song from Three's Cuntpanties.
Because it's Three Company right now.
You know, it's weird. Do you ever, like, I had to shit, Deborah. When I was on the BPH today, and I was coming home. It's cold. And I was waiting for the Western bus, the 49 going north. Well, I had a turd in my basket ready to come out. But I was listening to your Church of Deborah episode where you talk about the facts of life and the pans. I'm going to fry that chicken in the pan because I got a pan. So now when you come on, when you came on just now, I remembered having to shit and Natalie needing a pan. And you said she ruined it. It cost you like $300. You started crying. Do you remember that? Yes. You do?
Sort of.
Sort of. Sorted lies.
Is that the one where she was raped?
She's raped in all of them.
Yeah, this time she was raped a lot.
No, but I'm talking about a Church of Deborah episode, not a Facts of Life episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got a pan. I got a plan.
I'm going to fry that chicken where I am?
Maybe.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about...
really boring, really quick.
Okay. Oh, did it.
No, this one is what I can play it right now. Here.
I know, everyone.
I want to just get to the pan. You know pans. Pans and panties. Oh, no, it's not downloaded. Never mind.
I'm going to play Cock and Grandma. And
ooh, my iTunes just quit. Oh, good.
Well, that's new.
Well, at least it wasn't the holder audio vision holder. Actually, hold on. I'm going to... What? Who is that? I'm going to... No, just go ahead.
Excuse me. Hold on.
Holder, hold on. Holder, hold on. What was that? Oh, coughing grandma. Louder. Better, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I hear sex, though. You can play this yourself, and it will be louder.
I heard sex, though, in the background. Oh, that was me talking? It sounded like she's going... I heard somebody in the background being like, yeah, fuck me. Let me...
Play it, man. You will enjoy this one, and then you can also see the video. Okay, of
just tell me where I'm. Where am I clicking? What am I doing? Is holder or what? Because I would like to mix it with some pornography sounds.
What?
Because...
Squish.
Yeah, some sex.
Put it in all the rooms.
Grandma's cough? Is it called Grandma's cough?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Oh. You hear it, right? You hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, she sounds horrible today.
That's that sand.
Is it?
It's so hot. What happened to the coffin?
I don't know. She's taking a break, Cheryl.
I was determined.
This is the monster inside me we're going to play instead.
This is horrible.
What's wrong with the little coffin now and again?
It's bringing back memories.
Well, what, you got raped in a Shoney's again?
I got raped in a COPD ward.
COPD?
Yes.
What's that again? I forgot.
The coffin disease.
I'm sorry. What's going on with Graham?
Me. I want to play puzzle and I want you to put me back together.
She's not coughing. How about wicked morning cough? I need more coughing than this, Cheryl.
She doesn't, lots of videos.
She doesn't cough enough. Coughing.
I love watching the videos of coughing while I'm playing with my Khalil. When I tie off to my lips with my Fitbit.
You got it around your lips now? Ooh.
That lateral wake.
You got it around your lips now?
Do you set the vibration alarm and it wakes you up?
Do you think Gladys, who needs a reading, is awake? The caller.
I don't know. That's going to take a lot of thought. We're going to have to make a basic plan.
Going to fry that chicken in a pan?
Man, you need to stop all the extra things. We need to get to planning and make this phone call.
Because this is serious.
Well, plan, but coughing lady has to cough in the background.
Fine.
I can turn down coughing lady, but we need something. Can't just have me looking ugly as hell every goddamn time, right?
The listeners don't like her.
Why not?
Oh, well, I like her.
Because she's you're a smoker, honey. Of course you like her. This one looks good, the middle-aged smoker's cough. This looks like a different lady. So much
when
coughing.
I found is coughing in slow motion.
I didn't know the coughing was a fetish.
Yes.
Deborah, where's the coughing in slow motion?
No, let's do a plan for this.
This
call.
One is very
short. Reading. And Madge, did you see that Christopher is doing readings now for $175?
Let's get one.
No, that would be a good idea.
No.
I mean, I think that's a wise investment. You're investing in your future. If you're serious about the job opportunities, you need to invest.
Do you think that Andy N. is going to get one?
Deborah, are you saying that because I need a job, I should pay for a reading? Is that what you're just trying
to
say?
That is the smart thing to do.
But you got me a reading and it didn't do shit.
Yeah, but this one is, it's been, you know, he came... in between he Sylvia came. With into this world.
It's sad that people know that they are killing themselves and still grabbing that cigarette. I'm struggling with my mother. Her cough is so severe that I'm afraid to know that all the years of her life smoking those cigs finally caught up to her. She won't see a drive. I'm afraid that I will lose my mother.
Maybe you shouldn't watch coughing videos. They don't cheer you up.
I can't see a drive.
Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm. She can't see your drive because all the smoke. It's so, so smoky.
Are you talking about Gladys? So we're going to call?
Yeah, what about Gladwise? First of all, where's the number so I can get that set up? I'm not going
to
call.
No, we need to do things.
I'm not going to call her. I just want to set it up in the directory. Christ on a wheel.
Because you can't fuck this one up, man.
I'm not going to fuck it up. You're going to plan it now. Plan, go. I'm not. Trust me, I'm not going to call her.
Take notes.
Okay, let me hold on 1 second. Let me get my planner.
But there might already be a Gladwise in my phone book.
Get your cozy planner.
Because of X-Dope. What if there's already a Gladwise? Then what?
Okay. Now, I think we should make this professional, maybe.
Yes, and you've got context from your conversations with her, unless she's really retarded and doesn't remember anything.
Very true.
Well, you used words like telly, so don't forget to use words like that in the call.
Okay. Telly. But I'll never tell.
Is your name Deborah Wilkerson or Mrs. Garrett?
Okay, and there has to be some sort of mattress eating in her family. Like, she might deny it, but you have to press it and like be like, okay, I know there's mattress eating, and make her admit who eats mattresses.
Okay.
There has to be someone that eats mattresses. Because didn't she say she had a cousin who might eat sofas or something?
Why? That was the like 700 prayer lady, and it was I think it was like the corn starch.
Yes, that's right.
Like pop.
Yeah, you need to get. I know. See, this is like when you're making people confess. That's what you're doing in a way. That's what a reading is. You need to find out who the mattress eater is in her family. Now maybe there's a makeup eater.
Makeup. A powdy.
Howdy. And then check for prolapse again. Don't eat dairy.
Lecithin.
Are we talking anal or vaginal prolapse?
She should take 200 grams of lecithin.
Lecithin.
She should do stomach crunches.
Now, and maybe tell. Now, I'm not a doctor.
Not a doctor. I'm just a psychic. Well, doctors, lawyers, psychics, we all make mistakes.
I think Doc D is better, though.
Doc D.
Yeah, Doc D.
Loose purse, can't find mine.
By all means, bring the purse into it. But you can mention, oh, remember Sylvia, she never could find her purse. I'm thinking you have a lost purse. Where's your purse?
I can feel her response now. She's going to say, I don't have any damn money.
Right, yes. Don't go to...
I think we need to learn more about her life.
Don't bring up the purse, because, we don't want her to think there's any money involved, because there's not. We need money, though.
But Gladwise doesn't, because she has none.
Is she glad, or is she wise?
She's on that BPH.
Can you give her, like, a tarot reading? Because don't they sometimes use tools? Like, do you have tarot cards?
Okay. No, but let me see if I can find, like...
Can you read her phone or something? Like, read the lines in her phone call? I don't know. Lumps. Tell her to feel for lumps on her head. And then as she feels the lumps, you can say, where's the... Yeah. Just say, like, where do you have a lump, like, right above your nose? No, push back a little bit. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's your lump for... I don't know what.
I'm lower thinking, than your nose.
Go get your makeup.
Is there
a hole? Makeup. Scrying. I need you to go get your makeup and mix it and throw it on the table and tell me what it looks like.
That's too far-fetched, Deborah. Come on. Nobody's that stupid. Even a Sylvia Brown.
Okay, if she goes for it, I'm going to try to get her to sacrifice an animal. Maybe like a goat.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
Gladys, if you're serious, you'll go get a chicken now.
Can you please call her Gladwise, though? Please.
Is it Gladwise?
just ask. You can ask her to pronounce it, but you still have to pronounce it Gladwise.
Okay, and then when my spirit guide Garrett takes over, I'm gonna be girls, and then that should just be the answer to everything. So she's like, "Is my shit life gonna get better?"
Yeah,
girls. is.
When you say girls, don't acknowledge it. Like, don't make it, you realize, like, it's like a tick that you don't even know. Girls!
Girls.
Like a tick. Like it's a tick, like it's Tourette's.
Girls.
Natalie, you know what I liked ever when you used to, like, do the calls and you'd pretend the girls are, you know, in the background? Yeah, and you'd be like, girls!
One second, y'all.
Right. Natalie.
I told y'all not to come in here when I'm doing the podcast. Come on, Natalie. You can get the food later, like that. Right.
I gotta tell her that you're recording her reading. It's just something that you do.
No, don't tell her.
Yeah, I don't think
you. Because I don't want to cause like a conflict between Canada and the United States.
Here, let me see if this sound effect works. Here. I'm working on some effects.
I'm having some more snacks. I hope that's okay, Megan.
Since when you have permission to play snack?
Oh, I'm going to eat some cheddar bunnies. They're delicious.
I cooked a pizza.
Chocolate-covered pretzels, man.
Oh, that sounds good.
That doesn't sound like girls to me. Yeah, eat, Cheryl. By all means.
Yeah, I'm going to get obese.
And housebound. Oh, you fucked me, pussy. This is called Little Girl Spooky Mommy. Maybe this is good. Talking girls, it says.
What?
It's a sound effect for the girls.
Mommy. Preview.
Man.
Yeah, preview.
Man, no sound effect.
I would only play if you agree.
Close down. Let's finish planning and then make the call.
Is that in your classroom, Cheryl?
You don't want me to use that? I'd be like, they're the girls. All right, fine, I won't.
No.
Just trying to help.
You don't understand.
Those sound effects are the worst sound effects I've ever heard.
Well, they're free.
What about this?
Okay.
Previews.
It's all in the cards, honey. I'm going to get it out.
This one is called Eating Mumbling. This is the last one. It says Talking Girl. That's not broken.
Preview.
Man, stop.
The Deborah. Or you write to Chonies too.
No, forget it. Fine, I'll close the Windy, 1260.
I think at some point you need to say in September.
Yes, in September.
And in July you will. You can have her ask you questions. Kind of say in July you will.
Tell her to search the web for roasted duck.
And I think maybe at one time, maybe Cheryl, you should get on and you're going to be my, you know, to make it professional, you're going to be my, what do you call it? Like, you're going to be basically my Chris. You know, you'll get on there and say, yeah, the manager. Say,
Deborah, on the phone. Are you giving a free reading again? You need to charge for those.
And make sure you throw in there, this is a value of $900.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, maybe we should...
$900, but it seems Debbie's taking a liking to you.
Maybe we should charge her and just split it.
Do you take food staying up?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe... You know, she could mail us the check, or I don't know. What is it? That Western Union.
Yo,
she should sell everything in her house.
I want to thank God first.
Yeah.
For blessing me.
Garrett's telling me, Gladys, you need to sell everything you have and invest in like a pod show, Mevio or something like that. Just invest in it.
Ken Dog doesn't dance in this one. I'm upset.
Is it a new one?
You know, for a black man, he is quite attractive. He's very hot looking.
I just wish that I was like him, or like, you know,
Kardashian. Don't we all?
You know, like
it's Obama.
Stuff like that.
Can we talk about him for a second?
Quack. We need a Daffy Duck roasted duck mashup. That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Because, like, I was just on YouTube watching Sage the Gemini.
How does you can you do that voice? Because it's kind of like yours, the Daffy Duck voice. Can you do that, Cheryl?
He sounds like her lips.
And he said
that. He sounds like her lips. Go ahead, talk about your call. I'm just keep doing stuff while you.
Maybe, and I should tell him about
your death.
I just signed up for Wake Up Now. Got the card right here. You know what I'm saying? I'm the founder of Three. But, you know, my boy Kylan, who's behind the camera, he helped me. So shout out to him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Smart.
You know, I can't believe that King Duck hasn't broken out. I mean, Roast Duck hasn't broken out yet. Everybody seemed to be interested in him. But we are keeping him to ourselves, right?
Yeah. Because too much exposure and he'll turn to ashes.
Yeah. You mean crack?
I impregnated your mouth. That's when I knew you could be my spouse, girl.
I got a PlayStation 4. Hold on.
Hold on. Please hold on.
The best games out for PlayStation.
How do you play it with them hands like that?
Wake up now.
Victim ER simulator.
I'm trying to find dancing because I like when he dances.
All right.
And, does he wobble when he walks?
He sure do. Are we ready to call Gladwise or what?
Yeah, I'm ready. Knowing all this, we're going to spend all this time in the preparation, and she's not going to answer, so maybe we should...
Don't be negative.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to call her.
We got a mute, man.
I'll mute.
No Beyonce now. This ain't the Burger King.
I'm not Beyonce. I'm going to be a good girl. Not gonna come on unless you text me and you want something.
Okay. Don't give up Gladwise's number.
Gladwise. Gladwise Psychic is how I listed her.
Oh yes.
Hold on, let me switch the Grumholder Vision. Cheryl, you're not gonna eat during the Gladwise, are you? That's rude to eat during a free reading.
What happened?
Make sure you tell her this is your free reading.
Okay. When you were eating, though, it did sound like that podcast Wanda Wisdom did that time you used to do them shows.
I think you need to make sure and really specify, Deborah. Just say, look, this is not like those other things. This is really a free reading. There's no obligation. We're not asking for a credit card. If you like it, we can do a paid reading later. So don't worry. We're not like those assholes.
Yeah, they won't.
Okay, it's going. Shut. Better answer. Gladwise. Oh no.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Gladys McGregor Juro.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
Hi there.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message, press 2 to erase and re-record, press 3 to continue recording where you left, message review.
Hi there.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message, press 2 to erase and re-record, press 3 to continue recording where you left off, press 4. At the tone, please continue recording. At the end of your message, press 1. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message, press 2 to erase and re-record, press 3 to continue, message erased. At the tone, please re-record your message.
Hold it together,
Deborah. The message, press 1.
Hey there, Gladys. This is Deborah. I called to give you a read, and we spoke on the Facebook before, and I was just returning your call so we can get this reading. So I'm going to try calling you back again. I just wanted to let you know that that's who's calling you, sweetie. Looking forward to giving you a rating.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to send your message with normal delivery, press 1.
Urgent.
To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2. Thank you. Your message has been sent. To disconnect, press 1. To enter another number, press
McGregor.
Goodbye.
You don't want to call another number?
Laughing and
why were you laughing? Yes, nothing happened. Why were you laughing?
So hard.
What were you laughing at, Cheryl? Girl.
She's a good girl.
Yeah, because it wouldn't work if you cry on a psychic.
Are you going to want us to call her back in a little bit, or are you going to call her on your own?
Oh, I think we should call her. You know,
just keep calling and wake her up.
It's a psychic emergency.
Do you want me to call her now, or you want
to
call
Sylvia's to your Sylvia's to your right, and she said, get up.
Madge?
No.
Madge, we can't hear you, by
the way. 700 Club. We are currently experiencing very high call volumes.
What?
Please try your call again later, and may God bless you.
They fucked us again. They fucked us.
Yeah, they do that every once in a while.
Do you think they blocked us?
Yeah, because they get so many calls from me. You know, I'm spending maybe at least 4 hours a day calling them.
I think we certainly...
700 Club. What? We are currently experiencing very high call volumes. Please.
Okay, I think we are definitely owe somebody a return call from last week, if you know what I mean.
Ooh.
You know who.
No. Apple?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Deborah. It's your
job. We'll see.
Now, you talk nice to the...
Welcome to Apple. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance.
Yeah.
I'm an automated system that can handle complete sentences. How can I help you today?
Black person, BPH. Come on, we know you're listening at the switchboard. Answer it up.
I heard what you said, but I need a little more information. Are you calling for tech support, sales, order support, or how else can I help you?
Nazi Adolf Hitler fetishes. Make sure you type it all.
It might be better if I get a representative to handle that. Hang on just a second while I transfer you.
You've reached Apple outside of our regular business hours.
You have to say Nazi
Please
sales.
Please call again during normal business hours.
Deborah.
Sales right.
It's too late. We gotta...
Wow.
Don't mention the rape or the Shoney's until we get a person.
Okay.
Then you can cry.
It's just, sometimes it's so hard, you know, me being a victim of lust.
Especially when you got a BOGO.
Okay.
You got the rape and the abortion.
Welcome to Apple. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance. I'm an automated system that can handle complete sentences. So tell me, how can I help you today?
Sales.
Sure, I can get you to someone in our sales area. To make sure I route your call correctly, please tell me the product you're interested in purchasing.
Pro Labs. Taxes. Tax refund.
I heard what you said, but I need a little more information. Are you calling for tech support, sales, order
sales.
Support,
sales.
Or how else can I help you?
Sales. Sales. Sales and sales. Sometimes.
Sure, I can get you to someone in our sales area. To make sure I route your call correctly, please tell me the product you're interested in purchasing.
Mac Pro.
And a dead baby.
Is this for personal use, business use, or for use by an educational institution?
Business.
Sexual.
Business use. Girdle.
Sure, I'll get you right over to someone in our Mac Pro sales area.
Hey, this is Deborah with Apple. I think I could work this.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all know y'all got me again, right? Doggy's here. Bogo. Had to get the doggy.
Yo.
This doesn't seem right.
$3,000 is burning a hole.
I could do it.
Tax refund.
Thank you for calling Apple. My name is Jenny. How may I help you today?
Johnny, I really was looking at the Mac Pro on the website, and I'm trying to figure out, does it come with a Bluetooth keyboard and mouse?
I'd be happy to look at that for you. May I have your name?
Deborah.
Deborah. And is this for personal use, business use, or both?
Personal.
Okay. And you're looking at the Mac Pro or the MacBook Pro?
The Mac. Well, now, if you get a MacBook Pro, does it come with a keyboard and mouse?
It's a laptop, so it comes with a keyboard built into it as well as a trackpad.
Okay, I don't need one of those because I have the microwave thing, but the black one.
The Mac Pro?
Yes.
It does not come with a keyboard or a mouse. But you can select it to come with one.
The iMac comes with a Mac keyboard and mouse.
It does, yes.
Okay, but the Mac Pro costs more.
The Mac Pro is a very high-end desktop type of computer for things like graphic design and video editing, making movies, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Oh, okay, makes sense, because you don't need to edit a movie, I'm guessing. Now, these are they made in America?
Some of them are and some of them aren't. We have factories all over the world.
Okay, because if I do, is there a way you can put a note in the count that I want the made in America?
Well, it's not going to be some of one model is made in America, some in another. It's the different models are made in different places.
Okay, so I want the model that's made in America.
Some of them are, parts of them are made in the States, and then they're assembled in other places. So I don't know that there's one that's completely made in the USA.
Because I know, I seen the thing on the news where they said that they opened a place up in Texas and were making them next to that mattress factory.
Right. Which model were they making there?
The mattress factory one or the other one? The Mac Pro.
Making the Mac Pro?
Yes.
Eventually.
Okay. Because I know. To me, though, I just would rather it go to our own. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Well, see, it's kind of deceiving because a lot of times we make things like memory and disk space and, you know, cables, and all the design work is done in the States, and then the individual parts are assembled overseas.
Okay.
So some of it's made in the States, some of it's not. You know, the final thing might not be made in the States, but most of them is.
This helps, you know, it just makes the war better and watched on Fox, and they need to be safe, you know. Okay. When I went overseas, this was about 6 or 7 years ago, I actually went over to Bangladesh, and I was actually raped at a Shoney's.
Wow.
And it's just to know that it's not made in America really upsets me. The chicken, the plans. I don't have plans. Tootie, she's in skates and just going everywhere. I hope. You know what I mean? Tootie in a hole. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
For the blacks.
I'm sorry, I kind of didn't hear your answer.
Does it have Ethernet?
The Mac Pro, you mean the desktop black model?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Okay. The red model does.
The black model does.
I know, but they did the project red.
Not in the Mac Pro.
Oh, okay. Do you know what a BOGO is? Because I went there. Okay. Well, on that thing, it was talking about something, the pro, and then they used it for prolapse research. And I just don't know if that's going to be a real thing to do it, because my friend Cheryl, she actually has one. BOGO equals rape in my eyes, and I don't think you're saved, lady. And it scares me, because this world's going to abortion and Shoney's. And I'm just worried. Something told me tonight to call about your salvation. Are you a saved woman?
Absolutely.
Honey, I need you to really take the Lord. Dear Lord, I want you to bless this lady at the Apple place. Please give her the strength she needs. Time is so tough right now, and we know it's hard for her to take it. And sometimes you just got to pray. And it's going to get there. It's going to be all right, sweetie. If things are going to get better. Jesus Christ died on the cross for you and laid down for 3 nights on a mattress. And he's always there and will always be with you. So I need you to really pray, and I need you to take time and everything. And it's hard sometimes. Sometimes it's wet, and give me the wet, they say. But if you just take him and take his word and just make it yours, the scripture says that be thyself into thyself, be yourself thy. And it's very true. You need to just let him inside of you. Let him come inside your heart and inside of you. And yes, God, just pray, Nessa, take it all. Okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, I hope you have a... How much was the computer again?
The Mac Pro starts at $27.99.
Okay. I'm just taking some notes. Okay. And the options for the memory and hard drive, and what monitor would you recommend?
Well, it depends on what kinds of things you're wanting to do with your computer. Are you going to be doing things that are going to require a lot of disk space or a lot of memory?
I don't know. My sister's going to use it. I know that.
And what kinds of things will you be doing on it?
Email, Facebook.
And you're looking for a desktop computer?
Yes, because I've seen this one on the TV. I got my tax refund, and this is supposed to be the best one.
The Mac Pro?
Yeah, and we're going to also use it for a mattress movie. So I was thinking we'd have to, you know, edit video on it.
Oh, okay.
Diction. Lapses, fap laps, stuff like that. Time lapse. I mean, the time mm-hmm. capsule. Is it time lapse uh-huh. or time lapse?
Time
yes.
capsule.
Okay. Want that?
That is going to be a place for backing up things as well as a router for your network. Do you currently have a network?
Mm-hmm. It's just friends and family.
Okay.
It's all, you know, the T-Mobile friends and family.
Right. That's for your phone, right?
The network, it's T-Mobile.
Okay. So for the computer, how would you connect the computer to the internet?
The Ethernet.
With the Ethernet, okay. And do you already have a monitor?
It's AOL.
Okay. Do you currently have a computer at all?
The Sony Vaio.
Okay, and are you happy with that?
Oh, God, no. 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 No, no, no. It's so slow, and it every time I turn it on, it gets really loud and it sounds satanic. And it's old. I used to smoke really heavily back in the day. I actually have COPD from that. And it just yelled. And I'm just not happy with it. I want to buy Americans. This one, you know, is Sony China. And I don't know. It's not for me. Trash. I purchased it at Radio Shack. And it was like $1,500. And it was the worst money I've ever spent.
Now, is it a laptop or is it a desktop?
It's a desktop.
Okay. Did it come with a monitor?
It came with a Sony Viagra.
Okay. Did it come with a keyboard?
It did, but it's really dirty. It's CRT, and it's big.
Okay. And you're only going to be doing email on this and web surfing?
Facebook and mattress video.
You're going to be, are these for advertising or?
It's like I told you earlier, we have the discount mattress store in my town.
Uh-huh.
I know my sister is going to use it. She shoots a lot of video with her Red camera.
Okay.
HD. Walls fall out.
Okay. And how soon were you thinking about getting this? Very soon now?
Yeah, I got my tax money. My federal came back yesterday. I've got about $3,000, and then my state came back. It was only $500.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you also looked at the iMac?
I haven't.
An iMac would be a good fit for you guys because it's going to come with a monitor and the keyboard and the mouse.
Okay. What color is it?
It's a desktop, and it's white.
Okay.
And that one's going to start at $1,249.
Okay, and will it be good for the mattress video?
It would be very good for the mattress video.
Okay.
So that's something to think about.
Okay. The screen, though, is it shiny or is it the other?
It's not shiny.
Okay. I hate the reflective because it's so shiny and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been into an Apple retail store?
I went by one time. But I did not go in because there was a lot of blacks in the place.
Okay. Do you have any other stores besides mattress stores in town?
We got Best Buy, Radio Shack.
You might try going into Best Buy and taking a look and see what the computers look like. Then you can call us back and we can get a ship right to you. You know, and you can look at the iMac.
I don't know. I went in there before, and they harass people. I mean, I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but, I mean, every time I go in there, like, I mean, you can't even walk maybe a foot, and then they're coming up to you, and then, you know, they're like, you know, oh, do you need some help? Then, like, one time this man, I bought the TV from him, and then he was trying to sell me a $400 HDMI cable. And I always feel pressured when I go in there.
Well, just go in and tell them, no, I don't need any help. You just go in and take a look at the iMac.
I try that. And then that's when they start. I don't know about that. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, you're bad at your decision, but I'm telling you, Natalie.
Yeah.
Is there anything else I can look at for you?
Girls. It's a shiny screen. That's all I can see in the rain. Blank, tooting shinies. Boco and... Girl. I don't want to get raped. I just, not again. Headmaster went in there and just said, girls, and he's coming. Oh, Lord, the headmaster. Girls. Oh, Lord, he's coming. Let me tell you something. He's going to come. He is. And then he's, Lord, they're going to close it, and I know. And I girls, Molly Ringwald season one, girls, and his edibles are tasty, cold. Cold mattress store, abortion, and I have a question about the screen size, and I have a husband. I have a husband. Mr. Edna Garrett.
Ed Tepper, are you on the phone still?
Sissy, I called Apple about it. What you saying? I'm upset.
Oh, did you ask her the question about the screen?
I can't remember.
Are you still on the phone with them?
She's on the phone now.
Okay. She's on the phone.
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm so sorry about my sister, Deborah. She's a little crazy. But we were looking at these computers, and I'm glad that she called. She was very confused, and she has some... she had a question about the shiny screen, because... It's very reflective, and there was an unfortunate incident where she was sexually assaulted in front of the IMAX screen, and because it was so shiny, she could see the entire thing. And so I'm wondering if there's a way to make the screen not so shiny, so that if she happens to get assaulted again, she doesn't have to see all of it again.
There are screen deflectors that you can get to put on the screen.
Okay. So that would make it not so shiny.
Exactly.
Okay. And are those hard to apply?
They are not.
Okay.
We do not currently sell them, but you can get those at places like Amazon or Mac Mall or any of those places.
Okay. And what's the largest screen size?
That would be 27-inch.
Oh, do you have a 22-inch one?
We do not. We have a 21.5-inch.
Well, that's almost 22 inches. There's this great video online of this woman. She says, "A new Eve, 22 inches. Have you seen that yet?"
Yes.
You've seen it?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Okay, I love you. Okay. So, what is the starting price of the 27-inch one?
The 27-inch is going to start at $16.99.
Okay. And then how much memory that have?
That comes with 8 gigabytes of memory and a 1 terabyte hard drive.
Okay. Okay. And have you seen the video Walls Fall Out?
I have not.
Oh, I'd recommend that one. Okay. You look that up when you get home. Okay, well, we'll look more into these computers. We appreciate your help so much, and I apologize for my crazy sister.
That's okay, and thank you for calling the Apple Store. You have a great evening.
You too. Bye, honey.
Bye-bye now.
Oh, wow. My God.
Boy, that was BOGO. I think they must have gotten a memo, just like no abort.
Oh, wait a minute. She's seen New Eve.
but not Walls Fall Out.
She's going to go look it up when she gets home, and she's going to see Walls Fall Out, and she's going to recognize the voice.
Well, you know what? She should have asked you. A logical person would be, how are you saved if you watch... You know, you should have asked her, how can you be saved if you've watched New Weave with the Deke?
She's seen that Deke going back and forth. Back and forth between those lured black legs.
Nobody sees New Weave if they're saved. Right, Deborah?
Sometimes people see New Weave by accident.
Sometimes stuff happens.
Man,
oh, we can try GlideWise. Let's try GlideWise again.
Thanks for calling Yapple.
Yapple.
I feel bad for her because she was...
That was pretty amazing.
She sounded of the lesbian descent.
Man, you do have to admit that she did a very good job of steering somebody towards a more correct computer.
I agree. Because that's what I was trying to tell Deborah. You should ask about the Mac Pro. iMac, and she did. Okay.
Thanks for calling Team with Chicago. This is Aaron. How can I help you?
Hi. I was looking for some service.
Okay. What can I do for you?
Well, do y'all have any specials this week?
Specials? Yes. No, I mean, just it's regular price.
Okay. Now, I had a question. Is it okay if I bring my own towels? Last time I came, the towel was not that clean.
Your mother will have to bring your own towels. I mean, we do bleach all of our towels. I mean, sometimes there's, you know, spots on there we can't help, but they're all clean. But your mother will welcome to bring your own towels.
There was duty on the bed that one time, but listen, I was blowing Nick Star there, and that's when I was wiping it all off, and then I noticed the towel was not that dirty.
Okay. Your mother will have to bring your own towels if you'd like.
I want it dirtier.
Really? Okay. Yeah, I can't help you there.
Well, I don't need you to help me. A Nick Star is going to help me, sweet.
Excuse me?
I say a Nick Star is going to help me.
Okay.
The only thing is, last time, since you don't apparently have any specials, that place down the street has some specials going on. Do y'all have the BOGO Pro Labs?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The prolapse.
do you have any real questions I can help you with?
That was the real question. Do you have any Walls Fall Out? I was hoping if we did premiere that, would it be possible to premiere Walls Fall Out? DVD.
I don't know about that. You have to speak with someone else about that.
Okay, well, I need to speak to whoever I need to speak to because I want to preview Walls Fall Out.
Okay, well, your best bet is to call and talk to one of the managers during the day, during the week. Sometimes between 8 to 4.
There. What's your job, then? I mean, what are you just doing, sitting around playing with your penis? Hang up on me. Like Artie, just sitting around playing with my penis all day.
That's pretty good. Maybe call one in New York. Maybe they've heard of Walls Fall Out.
I don't think there is one in New York, but I think there's one in San Francisco, isn't there? That was funny.
I'm calling to report an incident, and I was in. Well, I was getting gang raped there, and I prolapsed, and I'm going to sue.
You were in a sling. You were in the sling.
I was in a sling, and well, I'm currently still in the swing, and they've all.
Oh, wait a second.
Can you come upstairs and untie me?
This one, we'll call the Seattle one because Nick Starr lives in Seattle.
Okay.
Shit. I hear kids coming. I don't want to.
Are there any baths there?
Duty room.
I was in the VIP fart area. And I was raped by a very large, big.
Well, I really like the idea of I was getting gang raped and I lost my purse. Can you look? In the sling.
I lost my man purse. And it had duty in it because you don't provide duty. I had to bring my own duty there.
Coon poos. You don't want me to play that clip about. Is that coon gone, right? Okay.
No.
Coon's gone wild.
Steamworks, Seattle. But Nick Starr lives there, so you can have blown him there.
Okay.
Ask it. Tell him you want. This is. Don't really do this, but. You could say, have you seen Nick Starr in there? I need to know if he's fat or not, because I like him chubby, and I heard he's gained some of the weight back. Never mind.
Who's that other guy we hate?
Steamworks Seattle, this is Brian speaking.
Oh, Lord, Brian, I was in there the other night, and I was getting gang-banged, and I seem to have lost my purse. Is there like a lost and found?
There is a lost and found.
Okay. I lose my purse, can't find it. Somebody else know where it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not sure if, do you know what color it is?
Black. With a chiffon. It's a black purse with chiffon edging.
You've seen a black bag.
Yes, but listen, don't go in it, okay? Because I brought my own duty.
You brought what, I'm sorry?
I have my own. There's dildos. There's dirty stuff in it, if you know what I mean. I don't want you to get any feces on you.
Yeah, there's not one in here.
Oh, no, it's in there.
No, there's not one in the lost and found is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, is there a way for you to go? Because I really need that stuff, if you know what I mean. That was a loner.
Yeah. Without it being in the lost and found, then chances are another member may have taken it or it was thrown away.
Okay. Listen, Brian. I'm not trying to, you know, I don't believe in name. No, but I'm saying listen for 1 second, okay? I'm not trying to name drop, but I'm friends with Nick Starr. Okay. So, you know, I need my purse.
I'll need your ID.
Okay.
We have the 1 month for $5.
Well, it's not here in our lost and found, so I'm not sure what happened to it.
Nick Starr gave me that purse, though, is what I'm saying. Okay. Do you know who Nick Starr is? He's
No clue.
Pretty much, he's locally known, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Well, with that being in the lost and found, there's nothing I can do for you. I apologize.
Okay, and then are y'all still going to, because everybody said online that y'all are planning on doing a scat room. Is that true?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, well, is there a way that I could leave a comment for that? Because that is something I'm very interested in. When I got game.
You could go to our website and there's contact information there.
I was gangbanged there, though, like I said, a couple weeks there, and I prolapsed.
I'm not sure what you said. I'm sorry.
I was gangbanged there a couple weeks ago by some very big black man, and I prolapsed. And I just wanted to thank y'all for that experience because my whole life I've dreamed of prolapse and I've never actually have, and I was able to. So, you know, y'all make dreams happen.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Have you seen Walls Fall Out? I noticed it was premiering last time on that video screen.
Nope. But I have a chicken that I need to contend with, so if you stop
is
by,
it
I hope to see you again.
Just say yes or no, and I'll let you go. Okay. Right. Have fun. Bye. Don't get right.
I like this bathhouse theme.
It was pretty good. What a mean.
I'm weird. It's strange to me because to me, you, obviously a woman, why does it not occur to them that it's a little bit strange that a woman would have been in their bathhouse for guys?
Okay.
Right?
Well, they can't discriminate, especially if you're disabled.
Are you?
I am.
What's your disability? Mental illness?
I'm disabled because Satan is still able to put sin in people's hearts, so we're all disabled.
Well, I think maybe it's from the rape.
Probably. I still have peanuts inside of my anal cavity and vaginal.
Peanuts?
Peanuts from the sticker bars.
Peanuts brittle.
Okay, we have a problem because clearly
no donation.
Everybody knows what Madison about the weave, but they don't know about Walls Fallout.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's not okay. We need to do more outreach.
No.
Maybe we should call.
I don't really want to be T.S. Madison.
Okay. Can we call? I wanted to do this anyway. This is a really useful call. Can we call Sidetracks, which is the biggest gay bar here, and they have video screens, and ask them to play Walls Fall Out? Seriously.
Okay.
Because that would be actually useful.
Yeah.
So you don't have to get all weird with them, but just, you know, be like, yeah, I really need you to play this video. So you have to talk to the video guy, but, like, how are they going to get you to him? You have to, like, make it urgent, I think.
Okay.
You know, right. Be like, oh, let me talk to the video guy. This is really urgent. I got some.
I just say, I need to talk to him. You know, the video guy. What's it? I'm his mom. This is an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's horrible.
That's not horrible.
Why?
He'll be happy.
It's not
he'll
horrible.
Be blessed. Then if he's upset, I'll say, well, God told me to do it.
You could just say, like, it's urgent, but and it's personal, so I can't discuss it with anybody.
Oh, okay. Ma'am.
Okay, here we go. I'm probably super busy right now. I like that the guy at the bathhouse, the customer, was cute, so we had to go.
Good evening, Sidetrack. How may I help you?
Hi. I need to speak. Is what running the video screen yet? I need to speak to him. This is urgent. It's a personal matter.
I'm sorry, who is this, and what are you calling for?
Deborah, I need to speak to him about the... He should be running the video screen right now. I need to speak to him. I've been trying to call him, and he's not answering.
So who are you calling for?
He's running the video screen.
Well,
outside.
Yes, but we have three people there that run the video. Who are you asking for? Specifically, who are you asking for?
The gay one.
I'm sorry, the who?
Honey, I'm not trying to be rude, but I really need to speak to him now. This is urgent.
Well, I need to know, ma'am, I need to know who you want to speak with. There's three people that run the videos. Which person are you trying to speak
Johnny.
To?
Johnny.
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Deborah.
Okay, no, I know. But who do you want to speak with?
Oh, my God. Johnny.
You want to speak to John?
Hello. I need to speak to him.
To whom, ma'am?
I keep saying Johnny.
No, John is not here.
You're breathe, Karen. You're just going to have to breathe, okay, sweetie? I'm trying to get a hold of you now. Look, she's over here, and she is I need to speak to him. She is about to go into labor. I need to speak to him.
Ma'am, I think you're calling the wrong number.
No, I am not. This is Sidetracks Gay Bar. I know the video screen.
Okay.
Honey, please, she's going into labor. Can you just give the phone to somebody that apparently knows what they're doing? Because this is important.
I know what I'm doing. I'm just asking you who you want to talk to.
I have said this about 400 times.
I know. Okay,
I need to speak to Brendan.
Frenzy?
Oh, my.
There is no name, but there's no one here by the name of Frenzy.
I didn't say Frenzy. I said Brendan.
Oh,
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Hello.
Hey, are you there? Hello?
Yes, hello, I'm here.
Okay, are you running the video screen?
Yes, we're a video bar.
Okay, yeah. Make sure, listen, she told me to call down here because she didn't send out the memo, apparently. The Walls Fall Out video. Did you already get that one in the queue?
The what video?
Walls Fall Out. It's on Vimeo and it's on YouTube. I'm not sure which one you'd want to use. Maybe the Vimeo, Cheryl, Whorehole, I think is the website, and it's Walls Fall Out.
Is it a music video?
Yes, it's a music video.
Okay, had you talked to one of the
yeah,
VJs
she told
or
me,
one of the managers
oh no,
here?
She told me to call down here, but since we couldn't get it on the list, she told me to speak to you just to call and you'd throw it out. But it's Walls Fall Out. You can Google it. Are you able to Google it right now?
Well, we're not able to play videos off of YouTube.
Well, I know that. She said you could just use YouTube to MP4 to, you know, download it.
Possibly. I mean, is this for like a private party or?
Oh no, Matthew Kant said you just throw it up. You know, he's from New York.
No,
it's
all the rage.
The Go-Go Boys have been going crazy and everything. So we think it's a hit. That's what we're saying. It's going to be the next meme. And they were telling us, so we just got our facts together.
All right. So if you need to talk to someone about that, you would want to call back during the day.
Well, see, that's what I already said.
You would want to talk to a manager.
Yes, I spoke to her today. That's what I'm saying. She told me to call.
Who did you speak with?
Shelly. I think her name was Shelly.
We don't have a Shelly who works here.
Okay, well, it was a young lady.
You might be calling the wrong place.
Sidetrack.
Sidetrack, yes. We do not have a Shelly who works here.
Okay, well, I know I spoke to a young man and I spoke to a woman. I thought her name was Shelly.
Okay, I mean, we have no female management that works here.
Okay,
I mean,
Okay, but I spoke to her first, and then I spoke to the young man. So maybe the young man then is the manager.
Okay. Well, no one here right now would be able to help you with this. So
okay.
You would
so
have
if
to call
I could just get you
day.
That file, okay. But if is there like an email I could get you the file?
If you'd like, you can send it to chuck@sidetrack.com.
Chuck. Okay, well, I'll get on that right now. You can take a look at it, see what you think. It's just, we were playing it down there at Red Production Company. A lot of people down in New York at the Vogue houses and stuff, they're going crazy for it. I talked to Shelly this morning. Apparently, her name's not Shelly. Then spoke to the young man. Something they were interested in, told me to call back. So that's what I was doing. I really appreciate it, Chuck.
Okay. All right. So just... here. You can actually email it to you can do it chuck@sidetrack.com or info@sidetrack.com.
Okay. Well, I'll get on that right now. Okay, appreciate
it. Yeah, so send it and then the management will take a look at it and if they like it then maybe they'll play it. But we have no control over what the VJs play. You'd have to speak with the manager for that.
Okay, appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a good day. All right.
Bye. All right, thank you. Bye.
Hi, honey.
You tell me to shut up, and I sit there and I got another email out of this bitch.
Who told her to shut up?
Not me. Now listen.
You did.
I cannot wait for them to open that email and click that link. They're going to be shocked.
So, Cheryl, you have to send it because you're the whore hole.
No.
Well, yeah.
Deborah needs to send it. She's my manager.
Deborah's internet's slow. I'll have to make a new Gmail. Red, what did I say? Red Productions.
I've got one.
Matt, why don't you send it?
I've got Balding Nunny.
No, Madge, why don't you send it? It's East Radio. Do they know you?
Nobody knows me. I don't leave the house.
Well, apparently nobody knows Nick Starr, so.
Well, obviously.
I used to know one of the VJs, and I was trying to Google it. His name was Harry, but I don't know if he still works there. I was trying to Google VJ Sidetrack. We really need one of their cell phones. This is more complicated.
Awesome, Grandma.
Hello, this is Jose with customer service. Thank you for calling. How are you tonight?
I'm doing okay. Just need some answers.
Okay, we can definitely help you with that, ma'am. My name is Jose. I'm a representative with the Psychic Network with customer service. All right, what I'm going to do for you today, though, is I'm going to recommend you the right type of psychic for your questions. I'm going to make sure you get someone that specializes in what you want to know. Okay, from there, I'll transfer you in the line, and you get a chance to choose which one you would like to speak with live.
Okay. It's going to be about... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm worried about my mattress career.
Your mattress career?
Yes.
Oh.
And I'm also worried about... there's also been a history of rape in my family. And... Okay. Snickerdoodle. I know that was something. I keep having dreams about the snickerdoodle. I don't know what that means. If that's a sign. Sometimes I wonder, you know, am I dead? Am I big? Sylvia Brown.
Okay.
And I had in the dream there was like a tampon and it looked like a dead baby.
Oh. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll definitely get you the right type of psychics. We do have psychics to analyze dreams as well as clairvoyance and mediums.
The mattress psychic.
Okay, great. And what's your first name?
Deborah?
Okay.
Debbie. You call me Debbie. Debbie. You can call me Debbie.
Okay, Miss Debbie. And what's your email address?
Debbie. Dot. S. NIRRER at gmail.com.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth just to verify your age for use of our service?
Okay. September 12th, 1943. I'm Fayette.
Okay.
Is that a problem?
Excuse me?
I'm fired.
No, it's no problem at all.
Pull on me, Ronnie. Pull on me as hard as you can.
Huh?
Okay.
Okay, great. So what I'm going to do for you today, I'm going to recommend some psychics that are mediums and clairvoyance. Now, a little bit about us as a company. Is this the first time you give us a call?
Yes.
Here at our network? Okay. Have you ever spoken with a psychic before? Like a tarot card reading, palm readings, or any type of psychics before?
Well, I was planning on going on this cruise with Sylvia Celeste Brown, and then she died.
Yes. My condolences. We were made aware of it the day she passed.
Sad.
Definitely.
Sad. She ate dairy. She spent 30 years not eating dairy, slept up one time. The toxicologist said she slept up one time, had dairy, killed her like that, dropped like flies. Over on the other side, they have these like long rods with bulbs on them, and they just touch it, and it sucks the poison right out. I lose my purse, I can't find it. You lose your purse, I can find it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay. So a little bit about us here. You know, our company is AskNowSpiritNow.com. You know, we are one of the premier foremost networks in the nation. We're actually one of the largest and oldest in the world. We've been in service for close to 17 years now. All right, now, all the psychics that you'll find here are tested for their accuracy and abilities before they're allowed to give readings for us. And from there, we go a step farther as a company.
Testing like AIDS.
Yes. We reevaluate our psychics every 4 to 6 minutes as well. Okay, so the first one I'd like to recommend for you that possesses the gifts of what I wanted you to pursue with a psychic, let me make sure. First one is Psychic
Miss London.
Diana. Okay. Now, excuse me, Miss London?
Diana Salama. Yay.
Yeah, Miss Diana has over 21 years experience as a professional psychic.
Don't want her to state. Dark spots, dark-sided. That's her.
Okay. I'm going to give you her extension number, okay?
Okay.
Her extension number is 337.
Okay.
475.
Okay.
Okay, so 337-475. Now, this psychic here, you know, based on her experience and credentials, she normally charges $8.99 a minute, but since it is the first time that you call us today, we can provide you two different offers to speak with the psychic. Okay, the first one of those options is we can allow you a sample reading with her, but the sample reading is just like it sounds. You know, it only gives you your first 5 minutes with the psychic complimentary. After those 5 minutes, you'd hear a courtesy tone.
I can't hear you. It sounded like you're taking waddle.
Okay, I apologize, man. My headset was falling off. Okay, now.
Sounded like you were doing something else.
Okay. Can you hear me a little better now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, great. Now, the first option, as I said, was a sample reading. Now, when the 5 minutes are up, you hear a courtesy tone that we play for you, letting you know that your time has expired.
I just want the sample.
Okay, that's no problem.
Just a little taste.
As I said, it's 5 minutes free, okay? After that, you get the choice whether you'd like to continue or not. We don't cut the line on you when your 5 minutes are up, all right? We allow you to choose whether you'd like to continue. If you continue after those 5 minutes, you will be at the psychic's per minute rate, at their normal rate. Now, this lady here, she normally charges $8.99.
Set a timer for 5 minutes.
Yes, ma'am. All right, now, since we do allow you the chance to go over, in the event that you do happen to go over, and I really hope you don't.
Oh, no, I just told Surrey not to, so it's good. We're good.
Okay. Great. So in the event that you do happen to go over, what we would do is we'd require you to secure your line with a valid debit or credit card, just so that if you do happen to go, we at least have a way to be able to charge to pay the psychic for their overtime.
Oh, I'm not going to go over, though. I set my time.
Okay, that's great, man. So if you don't go over, I can guarantee that you won't be charged or billed for anything, but it is still required by law to secure the line with a valid debit or credit card before rendering any services.
It's by law. Okay.
Okay. So what type of card
would
you like to use?
What bill was that passed on, if you don't mind me asking?
I do not know what bill it's passed on. I do not know what bill it's passed on.
Bill 7102C139. That sounds like some fork that got passed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I personally, I don't know which one it was passed under. It's just, I know that what happened is, you know, a lot of people were going over on their times, and then they're left with an open bill, and if we have no way to be able to charge pay for it...
Oh, and then, Sarah Palin pushed it through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so what type
of really, you like nobody, to you don't want public scamming you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
But is there any way I can go ahead and speak to her, and then I'll give my information to her? You can go ahead and put me through. You can trust me. It's a personal.
We can't. I understand, ma'am, but we can't. They're not allowed to take that information from you. You know, saying with us being customer service, we're the legal end of it. We're the ones that make sure that everything gets done on the up and up, and nobody's at risk. So that's why we take the information here.
Okay. Wait. You go ahead and put her.
Just put her on.
Sure, no problem. What type of card would you like to use? We accept Visa, Master, American Express, Discover. What type of card would you like to use?
There was somebody.
Put her on.
Hello?
Yes. Was there someone else on the phone?
I heard somebody. That's why I stopped. Was that Miss London?
Yes.
I don't know who that was, ma'am.
Hello? Miss London.
Put her on.
Okay. Well, ma'am, I'm going to have to go ahead and get off the line now, unless you're able to provide your information to speak with the psychic.
There's somebody else on the phone. That's what I keep saying. Who is the other
person? Put her on the phone.
I understand. There is someone else on the phone.
Miss London, is that you?
Yes.
Okay, I really need my... He said you needed my credit card. He was just telling me.
I don't know who else has access to your phone, ma'am, or if someone is close to you that has another phone in your line, but there is another person online. Just notified us.
This is Miss London.
Okay. My system just informed me that there is a second London, person on another phone.
There's a mattress, and I just need help.
Informed you? Yes, I'm Miss London. If you're confused about your partner's feelings and what your lover's really thinking about, I can give you a 3-minute complimentary reading right now.
I really do need that. I keep having these dreams about mattresses, and I promise I won't go over the 3 minutes.
Okay, well, my extension is 897505. You okay that I have dark spots on my face?
I don't care. I just want to know why I keep having these dreams about mattresses. What is going on with that? And you know, I'm really fat.
Hopefully Jose will put you right on through. Because I really want to get to know you.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, I just need it.
I know Jose has a big cock. They always talk about it in the break room.
Oh. Okay. Jose, do you?
Ooh, how big is your cock, Jose? Tell us.
That's a question I can't answer on our lines right now.
Simone won't take a psychic to know.
Mm-hmm. You probably know how deep my pussy is because you're a psychic. You want to know how deep it is? How many fingers?
Welcome to Spirit Now, home of the world's most amazing psychics and tarot readers. If you're a current customer, please press 2 now. Para escuchar en español,
Spanish. Trace, press trace.
No, let's get him again.
Bienvenido a mysticos.com.
Yeah, but speak Spanish. It'll be. It's the same person? No, it'll be hilarious. Try to pretend to speak Spanish.
Press 3.
Just pretend you're speaking.
Gracias por llamar a mispsíquicos.com.
Usted
debe ser mayor de 18 años de edad. Say, ¿dónde está señorita London?
Nuestros expertos psíquicos y doctores de tarot están listos para conectar con
mattress
y discutir su futuro. Para hablar con uno de nuestros representantes, presione 1 ahora.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life multiplication. Two, there's a time you got to go and show you Brown, and now you know about the facts of life multiplication. Two, in the world never cease to be leaving up to your dreams, and suddenly you finding out the facts of life are all about you. You.it takes a lot to get them right when you're learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life, when you're learning the facts of life.
Customer service, this is Anthony. How are you this evening?
Anthony, I'm doing good.
Good. Is this your first time calling?
It is. I'm calling. Well, go ahead. I'm used to being walked on. Go ahead.
No. I mean, you tell me. So you're calling in to get a psychic reading, right?
Yes.
Okay, well then I'll be happy to get you in with someone good. May I have your first name?
Look, my name is Gladys. Gladys. Just when will my life work out for good and not all this bad shit? Where
Sometimes
do you live?
Sometimes life gives you lemons. What are you going to do? You going to eat the lemons or make lemonade?
Depends. You sound like you're from the UK. This ain't one of those telephone scams. If you truly want to read me, how about an email? Lemons cause your cancer.
Hey, Gladys, I want to let you know that I'm in Florida, so I'm here in the States, and this is a legitimate company. You've reached AskNow.com. We've been doing this for close to 15 years now.
No silver bells in my life, just to let you know. Just hell on earth. No money, no love, no respect, no nothing good.
So what do you want to get out of the reading then?
Well, I went into the casino the other day and lots of bells were ringing there. And I won a jackpot. So bells went off and the bus was there and it had all these Chinese people in it. and stuff like that. But you're right about the lemons, because it was so strange. Could you say that? Because the other day I was making lemonade, and that's just so strange you'd say that. And I just don't know what to do with the things. And Grandma was small, and in other words, she died. Aunt Teresa died. She just died. Ate herself in the grave. And the food would be so good, and then I don't do it. And then, you know, I'm back again doing the thing. She ate fat, fat, casket, fat and shame. Big as a pan. Wow. Yeah.
Well, you got your plate full, huh?
Oh, it's so full it runneth over. And I don't know.
Well, you told me a lot of different things about a lot of...
She was raped by a black man at a Shoney's. That was on the local news. So much stuff that's went on. You know, I'm worried about my cousin Jerry. Cousin Jerry Madge. I'm worried that she's looking for a job, can't get no job. Her black friend, Ken Dougie. You know, Nick Starr's running around. There's just so many questions I don't have answers to, and I can't solve it all because I'm on COD in Canada, and it don't work that way.
Well, who's asking you to solve it all?
Everybody. Jesus. The Monsignor, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sleep apnea, diabetes. Sometimes I just think about, you know, going to that bridge and just walking off.
Well, I'm going to be very honest with you here, Gladys. Okay. If you are looking to do a reading with the psychic here today, that's going to cost money. And you just got done telling me, along with all your other issues, that you're having some financial trouble, correct?
Yes.
So, let me ask you this. Would you be able to afford $40 for a psychic today?
I thought it was free. That's why I called.
Well, we have an option where you can get 5 minutes free here as well. But considering everything that's on your plate, do you honestly think 5 minutes is going to cover it?
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen, Gladys, is that if you get on there for 5 minutes and you're in the middle of an important conversation, and mind you, from the second you got on the phone, you've been doing the majority of the talking, and this is free. You're talking to customer service. But right now, we've been on the phone exactly 5 minutes, which means that by the time the psychic got to open her mouth, you're already paying the regular rate for that call. These guys charge between $5.99 to $9.99 a minute. Which means that if you sat on the phone for an extra 10 minutes, that's easily between $60 to $100. So the reason I was asking you if you had $40, because we get customers in on a dollar a minute for their first time, and you could do 40 minutes.
You're trying to pull a fast one on me.
I'm being very honest with you, as a matter of fact.
He says free in
the
house.
And no, and I just got done telling you I was in Florida.
Oh. Why?
So, Gladys, my point is that in order to use the service, you need to have a valid card to use it with, whether it's free or not. But since you're not in a position to do that, I have another number that you can call that's absolutely free with no card required or anything, and they'll be happy to help you. It's, do you have a pen and paper?
I do.
It's 1-800.
Okay.
784.
Okay.
2433.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate this.
Not a problem. Thank you very much for your time, Gladys, and I do wish you the best of luck.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too.
Please enter your 4-digit PIN. Oh.
What happened to Cheryl?
You have reached the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Serving the Veterans Crisis Line.
Hang up.
To pay an outstanding balance, press 1. To add a new credit card to your account, press 2. To hear the availability of psychics, press 3. To cancel your club membership,
Wait a second.
That's pretty good.
He gave you the suicide hotline?
Yes.
Did he? Is that what happened?
Gladys, I'm seeing I don't know, I'm seeing a charge coming on your credit card bill. I'm seeing maybe a high fee, $400.
GladWise.
GladWise. Artie Hot Dog.
He gave you the suicide hotline number?
Well, I said I was going to get on that bridge, but I was talking about with Tony Chappelle and the Bridge to Success. Well, it is what it is. Is what it is. Is what it is.
It is what it is. Well.
Well.
I feel like I haven't got my nut off on these calls yet.
We haven't had, you know, that one that just makes it.
The G-spot. Well, there's always restaurants.
Yeah.
What about the 7-Eleven? Was that good? The 7-Eleven near my house? I could go over there.
No.
That one wasn't good, but technical difficulties.
I could do a remote from the 7-Eleven.
I gotta go grab the charger, or Deborah's going to be going solo.
The charger?
For your...
Because the phantom power from this CAD Professional GXL2200 mic is sucking all the battery down.
Your bag phone?
Mm-hmm. Please hold.
Listen, Cheryl, what you don't understand is the number he gave us?
Yeah.
That's the suicide hotline. I wasn't joking.
Right.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, I know.
So why do you say, what is this number? Or that's an old message.
That's an old message.
Okay, this one, hang on. This is something else. It's a little bit different. Now, I want you to ask for Joni Simmons.
Okay. Am I a psychic?
No, it's just you need to talk to her. It's in Europe.
Kelly? I need to speak to Joni Simmons.
Sorry?
I need to speak to Joni Simmons.
I don't know. Do you know in which room he is, maybe?
I don't know.
Could you maybe call back a bit later? Because it's a bit early now, and I don't know in which room.
I really need to speak to him.
Well, if I don't know any room, then it will be difficult.
Okay. What are your rates right now, if you don't mind me asking? I was thinking about getting a hotel room for an abortion.
Sorry?
I was thinking about getting a hotel room for an abortion. What are your rights?
Sorry, I don't understand what you mean.
Well, I don't understand you either, but do you have like a 128-volt outlet for a shop vac?
Sorry, ma'am. I don't understand you.
Okay, well, what should I say to make you understand me?
Well, I don't know because I don't know what you want me to understand.
Well, I don't know what I want you to want me. Let me tell you something, honey. Are you busy since it's dead right now, or you got a little time? Hello? Yeah. Well, I was going to tell her to touch herself.
There's a hotel in Amsterdam.
The bitch is probably high.
I've been prank calling them since the 80s, literally. I'm not kidding.
Why?
It's just a thing, because I stayed there once and they were really mean to me.
What?
Serious.
Since the 80s. Somebody has money.
They told
me. Flying all over the world.
They told me to shut. They told us to shut our mouths.
I'll call her back.
You told me to shut my mouth in the 80s, and I still remember. But
this girl probably wasn't even born.
We'll call her fine. Back.
No, I don't want to call her again.
Oh, my exes live in Texas.
Do you really think... I just can't see getting our nut off on a Waffle House, but I suppose we...
I could just be really dirty and just see what they say.
Oh, I see the thing now.
We were with our friend Jose.
Final.
I came in there the other day, and a man spit his seed out on my plate.
Are Shoney's 24-hour?
If you can. Well, no, they're not. I don't think so.
That sucks. Nope. I really like your Shoney's.
I was in y'all's parking lot, and I got raped. Do I need to file an accident report?
What's going on? Cheryl, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Hi, Hop. This is Mark. How may I help you?
Mark, I was in there earlier. You might remember me. My name was Deborah. You seated me down on the chair. Do you remember Mark?
What time? When was this?
It was maybe about 2 hours ago. You seated me down on the chair. Listen.
I don't remember. That may have been Fernando.
Oh, okay. I think it was you, though, Mark.
Okay.
Because I remember your name. I just wanted to say, I thought you were quite attractive, and I was wondering if you're single.
No, I'm not, ma'am.
Okay. Well, is there possible we could, like, schedule a rape or something? Because I really would like to have you, if you know what I mean.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
Is there a way we could schedule a meeting or something? I'd really like to get raped by you.
I'm afraid not, ma'am.
Fantasy, though, not for real. But hello?
Call back.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm afraid not.
It's not, ask
call
him
back
if
and ask for Fernando.
Ask him if he's gay.
Ask for Fernandy.
And then if Fernando comes on, say, can you hear the wind, Fernando?
Like oh, that. Yeah, yeah.
I want you to wreck me.
Schedule rape.
Well, I'm busy. I have to work a lot. Can you hear the drums, Fernando? I remember long ago another star not like this. You were humming to yourself so softly, strumming your guitar. I could hear those distant drums as you raped me with a Snickers bar.
There's a couple more.
Dave calling my help in Spring Valley. This is Justin. How can I help you?
Justin, can I speak to Fernando?
Fernando left about 2 hours ago.
Okay. Is Justin there?
Justin?
Yes, can I speak to Justin, please?
This is Justin.
Oh, Justin, I was in there earlier. Do you remember me?
This is who?
Deborah.
Deborah?
Yes.
Yes, 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 I remember you.
Okay, look, I don't know how to say this, but is there any way we could meet?
Okay, hold on one second.
Are you single? Okay. Just go somewhere private.
This is Mark. May I help you?
Hey, Mark. Hello? What happened to Justin?
He had to go to his table.
Okay. Mark,
yeah.
I came in there earlier, and...
Sorry?
Are you currently single?
No, ma'am, I'm not, and we're really busy. It's Saturday night.
I know, but...
We don't have time
I know,
to play on the
Mark,
phone.
Mark, I'm not playing on the phone. I was in there earlier. Justin remembered me. I just need you to write me. Please.
This is a bathhouse. In Florida. Just make it our last one somehow.
Club Fort Lauderdale, up here to speak. How may I help you?
Yes. What night is y'all's rape night?
Excuse me, the rate? It's with
the
membership?
No. Yes. Uh-huh. The rape
membership
night.
Ten, the what?
Rape night, honey.
The rate time?
What night is fisting and prolapse tonight? I really need to know. My friend Cheryl, she's got a huge vagina and her walls have currently fallen down. And we are trying to go to the swing thing. She's not really she. She's transgendered, so make sure you use the right, you know, nouns and pronouns
okay,
and
ma'am,
all that.
Have a very
Lisa,
good night.
Well, I hope you get saved.
Fine. Good enough.
You know what? I don't have time for this shit. I'm not New Weave, 22 inches, the woman at Apple Nose, etc. I'm Cheryl Murkowski.
25. Go ahead.
I'm coughing, Grandma.
I just want to see how many downloads I got on the YouTube. Have they reinstated the original one yet?
No.
They should have by now. Have you checked?
Yeah, let me check right now.
Oh, my God.
No.
Walls, this is so sad for me because Walls Fall Out is already my number one video of all time, and it only has 41,000 views.
8,000.
41.
It's better.
41,000. Oh, yours. But so poor Nikki is in second place now, a distant second. I was always
127 comics. It's
nice. See, the engagement level of YouTube is so much higher than on Vimeo.
Mm-hmm. Older people are on Vimeo. You got the young teens and the teeny boppers and all that on YouTube.
That's our target audience.
See, what's going to happen is this is going to have another viral pop, and it's probably going to be even bigger than the last one. That's my prediction.
Yeah, probably.
We don't need that yet.
It's going to get so big that, like, the FDA is going to do an investigation.
No, the thing is, I always tell my friend this, Lady Gaga is going to totally copy this, and I'm not even joking.
Well, if that happens, she's going to die.
You're going to kill her?
Well, let's just say Cheryl's got a big lapse, and it carries a lot of weight. So.
Okay, and I'd like to say in closing that I really think the audience should post their prolapse pictures. Just tag it. What should the tag be?
Pound sign walls fell out. Pound sign prolapse.
Okay.
Pound sign red.
Do you think prolapse is still available?
No, I don't think it's taken.
Well, they're going to make a shitload of money now. Yeah, you're right. I wonder what this means. It's in Swedish. Professional Arbet Met Dotland. Have you started working on the Vaginal Mesh song yet?
No. No.
In production, I'm guessing.
No. No. Now listen, I gotta go to sleep.
No.
But I'm okay. No. To girls later and it's next scrum.
Well, it was fun. God bless.
God bless.
Goodbye, both of you. Thank you for being on here, even though it was completely worthless.
Best show
financially.
Ever.
Yeah. Bye.
Edit it out. Bye, honey.
Auk. Bye.
Of course, I'm double jointed anyway, but I had my head on the floor.